Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. Welcome to the VOA special coverage of the third season of the Men's Basketball Africa League. This evening in Cairo, Egypt, we have the opening Nile Conference game between local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt and Pharaoh Viário de Beira from Mozambique. I'm joined here in our glittering Studio 3 by Action Jackson Bungani.
Hello, we're here, Studio 3. What do you call it?
The glittering
Studio 3. Sonny, we are back. The Nile Conference. So happy to be back here with you, Sonny.
Great to have you here, Jackson.
Looking forward to a great Nile Conference after the Sahara Conference. Brought so many surprises, ready for the Nile Conference. So many beautiful teams to watch. So many young players showcasing their skills. This first game, I think, is going to set the tone for the rest of... Because these are both really strong teams. Al Ahly, Ferroviario. I gotta work on my Portuguese, Jackson.
I do. I know.
I like the way you hit it correct. So we're gonna go with Vieira for me. But Sonny, this is going to be a great matchup of two strong teams, and I'm looking to see how their skill levels, especially for Vieira that has been here before. I know Al Ahly's making his debut. Ferroviario de Vieira, or Vieira has been here before. So we want to see how those two match up, and you know, this looks like all of the teams are solid teams. The Nile Conference is definitely going to be one of those conferences that we'll be talking about next year, about how well they did.
I agree. Lots of great storylines with the Nile Conference, but just we'll look back briefly, Jackson, at the Sahara Conference. Five teams ended up with the same record of 3 wins and 2 losses. Do you think we might see something as competitive?
Most likely,
Cairo?
And that is competition, Sonny. We were talking about this last time about how these teams have been very competitive, and also a sign of how this league is growing and the players are growing, the competition, the level of skill level they are bringing it. Everybody's bringing their 100. There's so much hunger to actually shine. This is a big platform for many of these players. We always talk about this, how it's a pipeline to the NBA and other major leagues. We are hoping that most of the players stay in the BAL, and the BAL, which is still in these early phases, is able to retain and become a stronger league. But again, looking at the Sahara Conference, this last year and this year, the differences, how the players conducted themselves, how the matches were played, the organization, everything seems to me that we're seeing an evolution of a league that is going to be one to watch in the future.
Jackson, if I take a look at the two teams playing this evening in Cairo, the local team, Al Ahly from Egypt, and CFV Beira from Mozambique. These are sports clubs, Jackson. They play multiple sports at these clubs, and both have very proud histories. I was going back through the record books. Al Ahly dates back to 1907.
Oh,
when,
wow.
When the team was founded, the club was founded, I should say. The Al Ahly club was founded in 1907. Beira, 1924. Almost 100 years.
Wow.
What do you think of that sports club concept?
I mean, it's about legacy, baby. Legacy. There are very few teams on the continent that date way back. You know, most of these, most of the sports teams that we like, for example, we talk about the City Oilers, a team that has not been around even over, less than, 20 years, most likely but less than 20 years. But looking at these teams that have been around almost 100 years, man, that says something about these are institutions that are very proud of their legacy. They have seen many players come and go, and I'm looking forward to see what they bring this time around.
What about from a financial standpoint, Jackson? Do you think like a sports club in Africa might be a little more financially stable than, say, a team that is relying on corporate sponsorship from year to year.
That's a great point. Also, many of these teams, for example, Al Ahly, Egypt is a very rich country relative to many other countries on the continent. And so most of their sports teams have a little, you know, heft in their pockets. So they're able to acquire players from different leagues from the continent. If you look at the roster of players, one of their players here, actually a player to watch on in Al Ahly, Walter Hodge, an American, 36-year-old Puerto Rican. Walter was playing for Zamalek, and he led them to the title of the first BAL season in 2021, where he was named the MVP at the time. And that shows me that Al Ahly knew that this is the kind of player we need to get, put resources behind him, do whatever we can to acquire him. Same thing with Feloviario, their player to watch, William Perry, 29 years old, from the U.S., brings a vast experience, garnered from clubs which he had previously featured, including Lenoir Rain College here in the U.S., clubs in Portugal and Spain, some lower league leagues. That's I'm talking about William Perry. These are players that you know that a team has actually intentionally gone to acquire them, throw money to them, and you know, compete. I'm sure it's an open market. All these teams are trying to acquire these big team players, top players. And you know, if you have heavy pockets like Al Ahly, institutional pocket, you're definitely going to get the best players.
Well, Jackson, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm pretty sure Walter Hodge was not included on Al Ahly's roster. I don't know whether it was a financial decision by Al Ahly, but I was talking with Mukbil Yabaro. He was surprised not to see Hodge's name on the team's roster.
Glad you made that correction.
For the Nile Conference.
I actually thought that he was going to be in the Nile Conference. But, thank you for that correction earlier on, Sonny.
But Jackson, you did mention City Oilers from Uganda making their debut in the Basketball Africa League. They played their first game on Thursday against 2022 BAL finalist Petro de Luanda from Angola. And we're going to hear from the City Oilers team manager.
Uganda City Oilers will be making their Basketball Africa League debut in Cairo. In an interview with Magume Davis Rakawinj in Kampala, City Oilers general manager Grace Maguli Kwizera talked about the team's domestic success, which includes 8 local championships in a row.
We are 8-8 champions because of our organization, because of our attention to detail, because we strive for excellence like the group of companies that we come from, which is the Mandela Group.
Yeah, and talking about the domestic championships, in one of your recent games, you edged your nearest rivals, Namungo Blazers, 57-51 points. How much of a test was this now that you are preparing yourself for the BAL?
We don't think it was a test because they aren't the best team that we have played this season. They were depleted at the time that we played them, but they have the belief. We played one half, in my opinion. At the halftime, we were up 20, and we were complacent defensively, and that's we noted down to playing bad basketball more than them being a good team at the time.
It looks like the rivalry between your teams, the Namungo Blazers and the City Oilers, doesn't end only from the courts. Also, you think, whatever, you don't talk good of them, probably you underrate them, or you think this time they weren't as good as they are supposed to, they usually are?
No, not at all. They'll probably be, if they get all the players that they are looking at getting, they'll probably be the ones who we end up meeting in the final. It's not about underrating them at all. If anything, we admire them. We admire their communication unit. We admire their merchandising. We admire the funds that they have managed to rally. We admire the amount of the home that they have gotten, which is in Namungo, which we haven't yet gotten. And so it's not that. It's just that in this game, they were the underdogs and we played a poor game.
All right. Let's go back to BAL. and the Nile Conference that you are competing in, you are pitted against some of Africa's best clubs, like Al Ahly of Egypt, Club Flavio of Mozambique, Atletico Petroleos of Angola. Would you say you are up the task as City Oilers, who are newcomers?
Absolutely. In the group that we're in, we have you talked about teams from Angola, from Egypt, from South Africa, from Guinea, and from Guinea and Mozambique. Now, as a country, Uganda is ranked as high up or just below Angola and Egypt, and the others are below us in FIBA ranking. So it's not an accident that we're here, because the players who play for City Oil also play for the Silverbacks. And so
The Silverbacks is the national team of Uganda?
Yes, the men's national team of Uganda is called the Silverbacks. And so we believe that we have enough to finish among the top four.
And what is your strength? Would you say it's in defense? You'd say it's in, you have guys who can are able to score the 3 points in attack. What's your strength, you'd say?
Our strength is in our guards as a country and as a club, and we can go up against the best. If you look at the FIBA rankings on who are the highest scorers in Africa, our guards are always ranked up there, and therefore we expect to use those to take us to Kigali.
Let's go back to the qualifying to this round as well. How important was it for you when you guys qualified?
Oh, very important. You have to remember that we had a painful loss for the inaugural year for BAL. We were favorites to come out of the qualification round, and we lost two back-to-back games and had four players injured in that tournament. It never happens. And that misfortune caused us to miss out on a spot. So this was our first time, our second time of asking to make it to BAL, and we're happy to be here.
There's one thing qualifying, there's another thing also to maintain qualifying. Would you say even next time you're going to be able to qualify this round?
Absolutely. For the foreseeable future, the club that's going to represent Uganda is going to be City Oil.
You're so sure?
Absolutely.
Regarding this ball, how important is it for City Oilers for the players themselves and for the country as well?
We're playing, like you said, we're playing the top 12 teams in Africa. And those top 12 teams are teams that are comprised of the national team players of those countries. Therefore, playing against them repeatedly makes you better as a player, and therefore better as a team. And that's the team, a private team like City Oilers, and a national team like the Silverbacks.
What is the mood currently in the training camp?
Oh, we're excited. We want to go. We've been raving to go. We have only just gotten a pass from BAL for us to travel, and so we intend to leave tomorrow and get ready.
No injury concerns. Everyone's charged for the game.
Yes, thankfully we have no injury concerns. Everybody is fit and ready to play.
After BAL, you'll be coming back to compete local as well. So basically you don't have enough time to prepare. You must be having a great squad depth if you are to compete in both competitions.
When we go to BAL, we have a reserve of at least 7 players who are also ready to play as soon as we come back to Uganda for the local league. And so we feel we prepared, anticipating that we have this the run in BAL, and we intend to run and deep into the tournament, and we have the equipment for it.
Of course, qualifying to this round is also good, but also going for the final round in Kigali is actually better. Talk to us how important it is for you people to eventually qualify and be the final round.
Our target is to make the final four. That's our intention. So that means coming out of our group, coming to Kigali, and winning enough games to finish in the final four.
And would you say you're optimistic that you qualify to the next round, and why not?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, in the group that we're in, we are ranked high enough and have the skill. We have the players who have the skill to come out of that group, if not win it.
The listeners, some of your fans who will be watching your team, City Oilers, perform. Your message to them?
Our message is, as a club, we constantly try to do our very best to to be fair, to be smart, to excel, to bring out the best of all our players, so that we can make ourselves proud, we can make our teammates proud, we can make our club proud, we can make the owners of the club, which is the Mandola Group of Companies, proud, and to make our country proud. And so, as we go, we would like, we are carrying the Uganda's flag, and our intention is to win it for Uganda and look forward to the support from Ugandans in Uganda and overseas.
So basically, when you're talking to these players, are they aware themselves that they are just not playing only for City Oilers or for themselves, they're also representing Ugandan flag?
Absolutely, 100%. As you know, very many of them play for the Silverbacks. They know that they are playing for their country, but it's also something that they have been told from when we started qualification in the round of 16 and the round of 32 before then.
For the players themselves, this is one of the Africa's biggest stage. For them playing in Bal, how important is it for them? And do you think it also motivates them to play even much harder because there are some other people, probably scouts, that will be watching?
For sure. Firstly, when they are the place that every player's dream is to play for their country. That's the ceiling of excellence. And these boys are going to be playing in such an atmosphere. They're also going to be playing the 12 best teams in Africa, which is also what an athlete wants, to compete against the very best. In addition to that, we have players who are young enough to be going to schools, to colleges after they finish here, and these colleges will be taking a look at them at Bal. We have players who are in the age bracket to go professional outside of Uganda and Africa, and those are also being watched when we're playing in Bal. The motivation for all of them is there.
That's Grace Maguli-Quizera, general manager of Uganda's City Oilers Basketball Club. And he spoke with Magume Davis Rakawinge in Kampala. Now we'll hear from some fans of the City Oilers.
My name is Angela, a big, big fan of City Oilers. And I love Tony, Jimmy, Koma, basically the whole team. I love the whole team.
My favorite player, actually, I have many, but one in specific, Iron Man, Okello James, of course.
My favorite player, I am saying this because of where he took us when we were in the qualifiers in South Africa, Philando Jones.
My favorite coach is definitely our real coach, Mande Juruni, who's taken us miles and we're still going miles.
I expect nothing but to qualify. My boys have worked so hard to be in this position, so I'm very sure they also expect to qualify to go to Kigali come May after Cairo.
I can say all players are really good, because every player is good in his or her his position and the caliber they play, the games they play.
And obviously, we all want to win the belt title and bring it back home.
I believe so. We are going to make it come May in Kigali.
We expect nothing less. We expect them to, you know, bring it back home so that we all celebrate together, and we are wishing them the best to qualify, and we know that they can do it because they are an amazing team and they have great teamwork.
It's not only the talent but also the discipline of the team and the communication of the players, whether new or old, the discipline of the players that pushing us to Bal. So we are focused, we are determined to take the championship.
Let's go, Oilers, let's go! Let's go, Oilers, let's go!
Let's go, Oilers, and good luck in your Basketball Africa League debut. And we heard earlier from the City Oilers team manager, Grace Maguli-Quizera, Action Jackson Vunganyi. You know Grace pretty well, right?
Look, I seem to know most of these guys that are associated with basketball in East Africa. So one way or another, from Brian Kirungi of the Patriots, now Grace Maguli-Quizera, who is a good friend of mine for many, many years, is like a brother to me. And I'm really, you know, rooting for his team. I know how passionate he is about the game and works really hard. He has really worked hard for this team. The City Oilers were founded in 2011. 2011. They have won 8 national championships, the most in league history. The team started at a lower division, a third division in 2011, and you know they were promoted to the NBL League, the National Basketball League in Uganda, which it won 8 straight years in 2014, and they're making their debut in Cairo, and I'm quite sure Grace is very excited and ready, and his boys are ready. So, you know, I'm you know, they play tomorrow, so we'll see. They're playing against a very strong team.
It's a tough opening game.
So, but I'm sure they're ready. They're ready, Sonny.
And it also sounds like their fans are excited, Jackson. Absolutely. They've got a lot of great support there.
Uganda has a good, you know, sports culture. The most of the people, like on the like in many parts of the continent, soccer was it was paramount. We've seen a fan base of basketball fan base grow in the last couple of years, in the last decade. Propelled mostly by social media, the internet, and things of that nature. People watching NBA, young people, lots of basketball infrastructure around the city. When I was growing up in Kampala, we only had one basketball court, actually two basketball courts, one public one, which was at the YMCA.
Okay.
So Grace played there too. The other one was at the National University, which is Makerere University, played only, you know, used by university students. And so basketball was not really that popular, partly because there were not very many places to play the game. But now when you go to Kampala, when you're traveling inside Kampala and in the suburbs, lots of basketball infrastructure, people love the game, lots of support, and I'm sure Ugandans are very excited to see in anticipation of the opening match tomorrow. And listen, whether you come win or lose, and this is my message to Grace and the Oilers, I'm sure you guys are winners already.
I love it. I love it. Action, Jackson Vunganyi. I'm Sonny Young. You're listening to special Basketball Africa League programming on The Voice of America. And Jackson, for this phase of our coverage of the Nile Conference, VOA will be broadcasting games on radio in English, French, and Portuguese. But, you know, we occasionally flex our multilingual muscles and we branch out to Bambara.
Sonny, nobody brings it like we do. Nobody brings it like we do. How many media houses can boast of broadcasting in as many languages as we do? And so it is awesome that Basketball Africa League felt it necessary to partner with us. So we, you know, that this partnership is really working for both of us.
I agree.
Terms of reaching a broad audience in all these different languages. Going forward, I'm looking forward to see maybe broadcasting this live on the continent when you were in Kigali last year, right?
I was there with Eddie Rwema.
Eddie Rwema of the Kinyarwanda-Kirundi service, both of you broadcast live on the continent. But listen, we are seeing a growth of basketball on the continent, and this is quite encouraging. Basketball Africa League, in it is very nascent years, lots of excitement, fan base growing slowly by slowly. Young players, I'm saying this from just watching social media clips on TikTok and Instagram. Young people just, you know, dribbling the ball, shooting hoops in rural areas, and many of them, you can tell that, you know, there has been an impact, or there's an impact that is happening on the continent in terms of how people are understanding the game and appreciating basketball.
And I know football or soccer is the most popular game in Africa, and the most popular game in the world, for that matter. But basketball growing on the continent, Jackson. And I think this Basketball Africa League is proof of that, helping in the development of the sport.
So, Sonny, who are you looking forward to? There's a couple of players that are making their debut in the Nile Conference. Who are some of the players you're looking forward to?
I want to give one shout-out for a player from South Sudan, Jackson. He'll be playing this evening for Al Ahly forward Anunwa Nuni. That's his nickname, Nuni Omot. And he also plays for South Sudan's national team. Great basketball journey in terms of his background, Jackson. He was born as a refugee in Kenya. And then his family, I believe, traveled to Ethiopia. And he made his way here to the USA to play college basketball for Baylor, University, which is based in Texas. And you were telling me, Jackson, that's, I won't say it's a typical journey, but getting to Texas
absolutely
is common.
Not just Texas, many places in the U.S. over the last 20, 30 years, due to the civil war in South Sudan, in Sudan, in 30 years ago, lots of young people were born in refugee camps and grew up using that route, that journey, going through Ethiopia and then transiting to the U.S., to major cities in like Dallas, Texas, here in Washington, D.C. area, and Baltimore. I remember when I first moved here in early 2000, there were so many young South Sudanese who lived in Baltimore in the suburbs of here, Washington, D.C. here. This is kind of the story of most South Sudanese, especially those that are in this age bracket, the between the 35 and 18 years old, they went through. So his story is not unique to just him. I'm sure many young players, young South Sudanese who are either, you know, basketball players or not, you know, South Sudanese are quite tall, you know. You can sport a South Sudanese.
Very tall.
Very tall, just like Rwandese. You know, yeah.
But Nuni Omot, another quick shout out, South Sudan's leading scorer throughout their World Cup qualifying campaign, and the bright stars of South Sudan, Jackson, they're going to be making their very first FIBA World Cup appearance later this year.
Shout out to Lou Walden.
Yeah, shout out. So I'm going to throw the question back to you. What player or players are you looking forward to seeing, Jackson, making their debut in this Nile Conference phase of the Basketball Africa League?
It's got to be Zaire. Wade, the son of Hall of Famer Dwayne Wade, legendary Dwayne Wade. Zaire is going to be playing for Cape Town Tigers, I believe.
That's right.
I want to see the kind of basketball, the caliber of basketball that he plays, that he brings, the professionalism that he brings, and the difference. Because we saw Cape Town Tigers last year. They, you know, didn't, you know, do that well. We want to see what kind of difference he brings to that team.
And the Tigers, they'll play their very first game in the Nile Conference on Thursday. They will play Seydou Legacy Athletic Club from Guinea, or SLAC. SLAC has appeared in the Basketball Africa League before. And I remember that team, Jackson, lots of athleticism. And I think they could maybe surprise in
Absolutely.
The Nile Conference.
I agree with you. And Sonny, we are watching live game shots here. From Cairo, the Nile Conference. Players are shooting around as they're warming up, gearing up for what is going to be the opening match of the Nile Conference. If you're just joining us, this is Voice of America's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League Nile Conference. For those of you returning, those who return from the Sahara Conference, we were here, Sonny and I, and many others, and Mukbil, and many others, and Sheikh, and Eddie, and others. And you'll be listening, you'll be hearing our voices as we bring you the coverage of our. This is the third year. It's
yeah, and it keeps growing.
You know, it's funny how time just flew by so fast, and we're now talking about the third season of the Basketball Africa League.
And I think we're going to see more teams in the league itself, Jackson, as this league grows and develops. Right now we have 12 teams, six in each conference, but I can see the BAL branching out to other countries and cities in Africa.
I agree with you. I think as the game is growing, interest in the game is growing, more young people growing. You know, one of the things we talked about last time is I would love to see more inclusion of these young players, whether coming from the academy, the Elevate program, you know, not just bringing these American players who are former NBA players or D-League players. Or, you know, I want to see more young African players that are, you know, grew up playing on the continent to see, to kind of see their skill level matched up against these other seasoned players, you know, because that's what it is about. This league is about developing the talent on the continent. So bring in as much more talent as we can. And I'm sure there's so many young kids that are hungry and just looking forward to joining the ranks of the BAL, the BOL teams.
Action Jackson Vunganyi. I'm Sonny Young. We'll be joining you at halftime and periodically during the game for breaks in the action. But we'll be back for a halftime show and a postgame show. I'm Sonny Young. Thanks to our producer, Nikki Nicole Peters, as well as engineer Bob Bass. Thank you for your technical support. Coming up, Al Ahly of Egypt versus Berra from Mozambique.
The land of the pharaohs, the mystical waters of the Nile, the great pyramids and sacred temples of Nefertiti. The giants have arrived here in Cairo for the Nile Conference for season 3 of the BAL. 6 teams from 6 African nations keen to build their own dynasty. The Hassan Mustafa Arena is the field of play, and plate tectonics are expected to shift as BAL debutants collide with seasoned veterans with one goal in mind, pave their path to Kigali. The finals. New Egyptian hosts Al Ahly replace BAL season 1 champion Zamalek. CFV Beira of Mozambique feed off their experience from season 2. Slack of Guinea, Conakry return for more. City Oilers of Uganda are ready to take on the continent. The Cape Town Tigers are back with Petro de Luanda 2. Key components are essential, and I'm allowed to introduce Quentin Denason, my partner in crime. How are you, Q?
I'm absolutely great, Robbie. It's great to be back in the Nile. It's great to be back in the land of the pharaohs. Looking forward to some fantastic basketball.
Time for an opening performance before we introduce you to our third component of this key commentary team here in Cairo. So let's just enjoy that opening performance as part of the setup going into the Nile Conference. This is the map. These are the teams. We've got 12 teams from across this wonderful continent who have all been battling it out to try and qualify for Kigali. Six have already made it. And these are the six, the four who have actually managed to get through to the quarterfinals with, of course, AS Dwan. Q, we can talk about the team Stadmalian
alongside Rig, and it is going to be a fantastic one because what we are seeing here, Slack, Al Ahly, City Oilers, Petro de Luanda. See, Beira and Cape Town Tigers is representing for the south of the continent, and it should be fantastic.
And this is a little recap for that. NBA.
And I'm super excited about tipping off tomorrow with the Sahara Conference.
Hey Senegal, Junior NBA is back.
Ce qui nous unit, c'est le basket.
Where we not only share our experience, but kind of give them ideas on what to do to get to the next level.
Welcome back here to Cairo, ahead of the teams that we'll be looking at in a second. Al Ahly, of course, the host, up against CFB Beira of Mozambique. We're just going to reach out to Asha Kumagisha, our third key component in this wonderful commentators team. Asha, how are you doing? How are you feeling? We'll get Asha in a second. And we will take a look at the teams, of course. This is going to be incredible, Q. Let's just take a look. Al Ahly, we've got fans who are making lots of the noise here. Take a look now at the starting fives, of course, with Al Ahly.
Michael Thompson and Nuni Omar is going to be a big part of the front court. Zahran, Abu Nasser, and Orabi make up an experienced core for this very experienced Al Ahly team. It's how they combine with their two imports that will be very important, but this is an experienced unit that will move the ball well. They have shooting, they have size on the inside, and they are a tough home team to break down.
And, of course, CFB Beira of Mozambique are the opponents today. Coming here into, well, the snake pit that is, of course, Al Ahly's Hassan Mustafa Arena. Wonderful, wonderful place. This is the Ferroviario de Beira introduction. Take a look at the Beira starting five.
Well, they've certainly shored up since their role to the Basketball Africa League. Nema Made, as a constant, Will Perry will be the engine that runs
the new additions of Mokhtar Gay alongside Burama Sidibe and Najil Young is going to add some scoring in the backcourt. This is a new look for Ferroviario de Beira, and they certainly have a prospect of causing an upset. Should be interesting when they get onto the floor. How well they gel, only time will tell.
And of course, CFV Beira playing in last season's BAL. Let's take a look now at the players who are going to be tipping off. There you go. It's the opening match. It's the opening of the Nile Conference. And of course, there we have the president of the BAL, Amadou Galofal. And it's time to get underway. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're back for more BAL action. It is the Nile Conference. It's Al Ahly against the Beira of Mozambique, the Egyptian giants, debutants here in this competition. And the first points scored there very comfortably by Omar Orabi, 2 meters 18. He doesn't even have to get off the ground.
Paint, and there's another steal
and another score as well, as you can see. And it's all happening here with Amr Zaran, the 21-year-old guard. Can we see some first points there for Beira? And a good charge down the left hand side from that man, Najil Young.
Quick start here for Al Ahly on their home floor, and the size of Orabi on the inside at 7'2" was going to be a factor. They're probably going to use him as a pressure release, but they will also go to him for some offense.
Offense indeed. Thompson getting the ball down into the corner. They're just spreading the ball out wide before a good drive through, but this time it comes to nothing there from Zaran, looking to double up and score his second pair of points. Down into the corner with Numaman. Oh, it's a beautiful bucket there from down in the corner. And first points going onto the scoreboard for Beira, and it couldn't have come in a better way.
Well, Numaman can be streaky, so that first bucket going in for him means that they can look at him offensively as an option.
2 from 3. 1 from 2, back into the hands of Michael Thompson, 34 years of age, and he finds the right man, the big man underneath the net. Of course, Omar Orabi, the former Gezira player, as I said, big but also very smart in the way that he actually works around the paint.
125 kilograms, once he has position, he's tough to get out of the paint.
Hey, and that's a good little pass, but the rebound's there for Orabi as well. Big man going up for it, as you saw. He couldn't sink it. Down into the hands of this man, Nouni Omot of South Sudan, draws the foul.
Just a look at the variety of scorers that Al Ahly have on the floor. Nouni Omot, of course, was a big component of South Sudan's qualification into the World Cup, representing his national team. He led them in scoring, and now he brings some of that expertise onto the floor, and that's his first touch. And just a look at his ability to score. Numamade open, he hits the three, and he can get it going in bunches.
And it gives us a chance to go onto the side of the court to go and talk to Asha Kumagisha. She's with us, and she is a very important, precious, key component within part of the commentary team. How are you? How are you feeling this, Asha?
It's so beautiful to be back here in Egypt, and also to see Al Ahly finally make their debut at the BAL. This is a team that has basketball heritage, sports heritage around the board, but just seeing the fans in the stands enjoying themselves, singing along, and just giving great vibes to this Al Ahly side.
Yeah, we love the vibes. The vibes will obviously encourage the team to produce the goods. The goods are expected from Al Ahly, playing in their own backyard. Of course, there's no Zamalek this time around, and it was in fact Ali Tahad who lost against Al Ahly as they go on a fast break. Good opportunity here, Omot. Oh, that's a block, but it is a foul, and it's going to be another chance for some more points from the free throw line.
Robbie's had a real presence inside the paint. It's his ability to change shots with his side. He's got 2 touches on 2 offensive possessions from Beira, and it results in this opportunity out in the fast break. Omar gets Gay in the air, and he draws the foul.
Trying to head into double figures. Perfectly dropped in there by Nouni Omot.
Omot spent some time with the Baylor Bears in the NCAA, and Also, with the Golden State Warriors in the Summer League, he's experienced. He is fun to watch on the floor because he is just so athletic.
Yeah, and that's one of the key elements that saw him get picked up on the radar. He spent a lot of time working around, even trained, got on a training deal with the Brooklyn Nets. Just to give you an idea of, you know, the quality of this player. Athleticism, very capable of scoring, as we've seen, and gets himself into the right positions to make sure that he keeps that scoreboard ticking over. Double figures they go, 11 points to 3. Al-Ali, sees control.
5 points for Ahmad to lead all scorers on the floor. Early.
Gay uses Sidi Bey. Tries to get the shot coming off. The glass doesn't happen. Ahmad picks the ball up, tries to get around his man. Oh, that was nearly a sensational piece of play there that didn't manage to sink finally, and the ball goes back into the hands of Beira.
You got an idea of just how crafty he can be going down the floor, Mark, and going downhill, but he just couldn't get the finish, trying to be a little too clever.
He's definitely got the skill set, isn't he? There's the man in charge, Agustí Julbe, the 50-year-old from Barcelona, from the BAL in first edition with Zamalek, of course. Assistant coach with Barcelona, won the EuroLeague as well back in 2010.
A coach with winning pedigree, and he understands what it takes in order for this club to get across the finish line. He's seen the Basketball Africa League, but this is season 3. There's a lot more talent on the floor, and it's getting more difficult every year.
He's quite a slick dresser as well, isn't he, Q?
Certainly has some style.
Perry going up for a beautiful bucket, mid-range two from downtown. And those important points, he needs to step into the fray. We know how dangerous he is. Sprays the ball, distributes the ball beautifully, very fast, got cobra hands, very slick, and an important player in this Beira team. And a chance for Beira to not concede and try and go and get some points to reduce that lead. And there is a foul that's being committed. Johnson getting tangled up there with that man, Nomad.
Well, this is what they might try and do. They try and get downhill just a little bit because of the speed with which Arabi might struggle to get back. If they can get back before he sits up inside the paint, they try and get a couple of scores downhill. Or at the top of the key there, like Will Perry pulling from just inside the three-point line.
First one goes down. 32 years of age, of course, plays the Mozambique national team. Been at Beira since 2013, and of course played at last season's BAL.
He also gives them good offensive output, about 9 points a game on 43% shooting. He's an important part of this Beira outfit.
Nouri Ahmad leaves the ball for Thompson. Thompson. Robots. Getting guarded very well there by Perry. Thompson goes out, gets knocked off his feet. There's contact there from Young. And the foul has been drawn. Going straight to the free throw line.
Extra pass into space, and that gets Thompson his first look at the bucket, and might reduce Thompson getting a chance to go to the free throw line to get his first score in the Basketball Africa League. Of course, today, experienced veteran coming out of retirement for the Basketball Africa League, lending some of his scoring to this already outstanding Al-Ahli outfit.
Yeah, he's been around. He's been doing a lot of traveling in a very full career, isn't he? Frankfurt as well, down in Lyon, Poortes down in the foothills of the Pyrenees, Rouen, Beşiktaş in Turkey, Le Mans, Gravelly, Northern France, and of course the NCAA.
All of that. That's a full resume.
That's not bad, is it? It's like sort of, it's like a chef trying to go into France and saying, oh, I can cook. Give me all of the ingredients. I'll do it all.
With 34 years of age, might be a little bit too young to retire, but he's back on the floor, lending his skill set.
Absolutely. Sidibe, nice little roll, but just
comes back out, and a bit of contact on the ground, and you can see that, well, the team spirit of bringing Zaharan, the 21-year-old, back up onto his feet. They get possession back. Beira
just trying to figure out how to unlock this paint with Orabi inside. They keep going and attacking him directly with their bigs, but they might want to consider a different strategy.
And there was contact. Just leaning in and knocking over Young. And is that the second foul, I think?
Well, it's a second quick foul on Zara. 13th foul.
Within the space of a minute, Will Perry just outside of the arc. Defended perfectly. Thompson takes it up. He goes for a big long-range shot from outside. Doesn't go inside. Picked up by Young. Young, love the way that he accelerates. Numamad picks the ball up out wide. Gay for a three-pointer. Yeah. It doesn't sink. And again, there's contact. And you can see, I think it's Young who's absolutely... Thompson who's very disappointed and frustrated there.
Well, it's kind of tricky. There's a lot happening off the ball for both teams. And Thompson just leaning in a little bit and gets called because of the over-the-back. So it's the fourth team foul.
And it's Thompson second.
Second on Thompson.
Here goes Young, sees the gap. Can he get himself over? That is beautifully done. You know, when you've got bigs like that, and they're not just bigs, they are big bigs, you've got to really use that arm to keep it away and get the ball high.
I saw Young practicing that exact move in the early shooter run. He gets a chance to use it.
That's sumptuous play, isn't it? Look at that from that man. Oh, my, he's doing great things when driving through the thicket. Numamad for a big three-pointer. It comes off the metal. Oh, good play. And there's Young going up once again. He gets knocked off his feet. And that is another foul this time. It is Omar Orabi.
They are calling it tight on the interior. Both teams just looking at what's happening in terms of the officials. But it's been interesting, to say the least. We see Omar picking up the score. He's got 7 points. And we have our first timeout on the floor.
We do indeed. Al Ahly 16, Beira 9.
All right, fans, for the first time, let's welcome your host to the NBA here in Cairo. It's Yunan Hatwan.
Basketball Africa League special coverage on the Voice of America. I'm Sonny Young with Jackson Vunganyi. And right now, Al Ahly, off to a good start, leads CFB Beira 16-9. And Jackson, quick shout out for one of Al Ahly's big men, Omar Orabi. He scored the first 2 points of the Nile Conference, and he looks like he could be a factor in this game.
Right, and another player that is actually the leading player so far, Ananua Omot.
We mentioned him. Yes. That's Nuni Omar.
I said Nanwa is Nuni Omar with 7 points.
Yeah, he's our South Sudanese friend.
Yes, South Sudanese Nuni Omar so far leading Al Ahly's roster with 7 points and 16-9. No surprises so far. I thought Al Ahly will come in, guns blazing, and, look at it right now. And unless, it's really too early to tell, but, they are kind of dominating on the paint. And their shooters are doing a great job, and their defenders are doing, they're doing everything, the basics, really well so far. Hopefully they can maintain.
Well, we're going to go back to Cairo, and the Al Ahly Beira game.
The first chance for the players to talk to their coaches. What information did you pick up on?
Yeah, just Coach Luis Hernandez of Ferroviario de Beira talking about the need to be patient with that ball, fake, get themselves another option, and, an eye at the basket, and they could close this gap. But there's a lot of hope and great energy within the Ferroviaro bench. They know they have their work cut out against Al Ahly, the hosts. Their fans are out to make a statement, but they're still in this one.
Obrigado.
Obrigado, amigos.
Yeah, the fact is that they've got five team fouls as well, and that will obviously play an important role in how they will actually defend. They've got to be super careful. Complicated cue.
It is, and if you're looking at it from an Al Ahly perspective, another foul call on the floor, they'll feel like every call is going against them at this point. And so they've just got to adapt to the style of refereeing on the floor. They're not allowing much physicality on any part, from the offensive or the defensive side.
And the fact is that we've got three key players who've got two fouls each. And now you can see that it's Orabi who's got two, Zarana and Thompson. These are all starting, you know, they're in the starting five. So obviously got to keep those the foul count down.
Well, the depth of the Al Ahly bench will be tested in this one.
Well, we saw that with U.S. Monastir, of course, at the Dakar Arena in the Sahara Conference. Well, Perry going for a big long-range shot. Just short on the range. Stolen, pinch, taken away. And racing up is Abou El Nasser. Oh, my word, look at that. He's on fire, the man. That man, Nuno Mort from South Sudan, standing out from the crowd.
He just knows how to get buckets. He is in the right place at the right time, and he gets the first dunk of this Nile Conference.
And there's a little bit of a turnover as well. Got his fingertips to the ball, and it's been picked up. And El Nasser goes for a floater over the top. It's beautifully done. And it is in Curry Webster, the New Zealander, who actually just comes on and scores his first points.
Well, Webster is going to be an interesting prospect to watch as he gets his first two. He's a scorer as well.
That's a mid-range shot that just doesn't sink for Sidibe, and he's the first player from Oceania to come and play in the BAL from New Zealand, of course.
Yeah, he has some World Cup experience, represented New Zealand at two basketball World Cups.
That's big. That's a big score. It's a big statement, isn't it, from that man, Orabi. We know that he was serenaded over the course of the last couple of years before he actually decided that Al Ahly was going to be the team where he would go. And, well, he's making a big statement here with some big scores in the paint.
They've got a cover on Martin. The ball goes inside to the big 7-2 center, and he gets the finish, and that is Omot playing playmaker, and he's got the leading scorer with his 9 points, but Orabi's got six, and we've got a timeout on the floor.
Yeah, and it's a timeout that's obviously called because an 11-point lead, Al Ahly have been really clicking, going through the gears and finding themselves top speed now and looking very dominant.
There was a stat that was brought up, and it was about assists. Ferroviario have not been able to assist.
Special coverage of the Basketball Africa League here on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Vunganyi with Sonny Young.
Al Ahly off to a good start, Jackson.
22-11. Al Ahly 22. CFV Biera 11, struggling a little bit there, both on the offensive side and the defensive side.
We talked about Nuni Omot in the pregame show. Makes history at the Nile
South
Conference.
Sudan giant. How tall is he? Is he the one? No, that's a
Arabi.
That's Arabi who's 7'2". But Nuni's actually really playing well. He has 9 points.
Including the first dunk
of
the Nile Conference.
Probably history in the making here, Nuni. Stay tuned. This is the Voice of America. Let's go back to Cairo.
Just a look at Omot and his versatility. There he goes, left hand, and he gets on the finish. All of it coming downhill. This is the first dunk of the Nile Conference. Again, all on the fast break before the defense can set up. Al Ahly are doing fantastic work.
They're doing fantastic work, and so is Asha Kumagisha, who's been there. Well, she's got her ear against the wall, listening in and understanding the plots and the schemes that are taking place amongst the Ahly bench. What's happened?
Yes, a lot has happened there, but a lot of emphasis from Coach Augustine telling Omot and Orabi to continue doing that work in that paint. Just get so many baskets. They know they have the tallest player on the court right now, and they want to maximize his potential on the court.
Yeah, don't really change what's working. You should never do that. Traveling call going against Beira. Things not working that well at the moment for Beira. Really needs to get his finger on the pulse into this and understand how to break down this Ahly defence, because at the moment it's pretty, pretty solid and aggressive and very, very efficient.
So what Coach Hernandez has done is gone a little bit small and gone with more of his local contingent just to see if they can move the ball a little bit better and find ways to collectively break down the defence as a team.
Yeah, Ayad Mungwambe coming on, of course, playing in his second BAL. He'll get his chance to try and shine out here today. First of all, Webster to the free throw line. And the New Zealander, whose father came from Hawaii, he was actually a decent basketball player in his day, just showing us what he's capable of doing from the free throw line. Born in Auckland, played for the Breakers. Pre-season was at the Pelicans as well. So he's been surrounded by quality during his career. Will Perry, nice pass. Sidibe. Oh, and it goes in. And there's some points that will be greatly appreciated there.
First assisted point from Will Perry, finding Sidibe off the pick and roll. And that's kind of how they want to get into the offense.
Kind of. I like the word. I like the expression kind of. It's one of the ways that they have to use, I think. You know, it's going to be complicated. There's no doubt about it. They know it. They know what they face. They come up against probably one of the top teams in this conference, although I think that the competition is going to be super intense over the next couple of weeks. Here he goes again. Oh! Stunning shot from out wide. Dropped in to say hello. Nuni Omon with the three-pointer.
Yeah, he's not a one-trick pony. He can space the floor and can shoot the ball from downtown.
And a chance for Beira. Sidibe tries to go up, tries to get rid of the defense. Doesn't happen. Omot, he can't do it again. Goes inside, goes back outside with the pass. The long range from out wide doesn't fall there for Abuel Nasser. Mungwambe, Sidibe. Here's Young. We haven't seen the best of Young just yet. We've seen what he's capable of doing. Luckily, I'm with a former professional basketball player, because that touch there, Q, I mean, you know, that's worthy of, you know, coming out of retirement. You can probably, you know, you can go and do a Michael Thompson if you want.
I'm very happy where I am,
bro. I know you are. Oh, beautiful. There we go. It's an excellent score. That's a beautiful mid-range two, isn't it? Sumptuously done. Really did it well to get rid of his man, but the way that Mullally managed to sink that top-notch.
Good movement and found the space at the top of the key. Once again, second jump shot from that area.
Well, Amott's got rid of his man, and there's a shot. Young just gets knocked out of his way. Amott's playing a fantastic game. As they try and find ways, Sidibe running out of space. That's a wonderful pass. They're working hard to try and get that space and a chance to get their shot in. The defense is in position. They are not able to finish off their work.
Just moving great on defense. Every shot is contested and it's one and done. Very few chances for offensive rebounds.
Webster going out wide. It's a big bucket. Oh, my word. Monumental three-pointer scored in the corner from Mohamed Tarek, the 20-year-old point guard.
Again, great ball movement, finding the shooter in the open in the corner, and just knocks it down under a little bit of pressure, gets the bucket, and goes to the charity stripe to finish it off.
To finish it off, indeed. And with 24.6 seconds on the clock, they're in a pretty good position. That man, Nuni Omot, takes a break, a deserved break, because that has been an outstanding opening quarter for the wonderful player that he is, the forward from South Sudan.
Leading all scorers on the floor. He takes a break with 12 points. He made it look very easy. Found his spots on the floor to just contribute in the way that he knows best.
And there it is. Four-point play. Fantastic play there for that man, Tarek.
A high scoring opening quarter. 32 points so far. That's offense functioning at a high level.
Yeah, we haven't had too many 100-pointer games, have we, in the BAL over time. Our first came last season. The big question is, will we see a couple here in the Nile Conference. Again, the rebound, but it's too late. The end of the quarter sees the scores on the doors.
Voice of America special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young, joined by Action Jackson Vunganyi in our glittering Studio 3 at our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington, D.C. We've played one quarter of basketball in Cairo. The local favorite, Al Ahly, leads CFB Beira from Mozambique by a score of 32-15. 32-15, Al Ahly has more than doubled Beira's output. Action Jackson, who have been some of the standouts for Al Ahly?
It's about Nooney. Nooney, I think, has about 12 points so far. Way ahead of any other players. Most of the players have 4 points each, but Nooney has been ahead. Like we said here, he had that slam dunk, the first dunk of the Nile Conference. So he'll definitely make the reels, the highlight reels that are on today.
Yes.
So watch out for that on voaafrica.com. We'll be showing that again. Again, like Sonny said, Al Ahly's coming out, you know, playing tough. This is going to be tough for Beira to catch up if they're playing a little. They're playing a little slower. Their defense has been lackadaisical, for lack of a better term. And you know, Al Ahly has been dominating on both sides, defensively and offensively, with guys like Nooney, who you can tell that their skill levels are a little higher than most of the others on the court.
Action Jackson, listen to these statistics after the first quarter. Al Ahly has been shooting phenomenally well. Field goal percentage 62%. Al Ahly has made 10 of 10 from the free throw line, and they've also made 2 of 5 three-point shots. So they are shooting extremely well on their home court in Cairo, and right now they seem to be in control of this game, Jackson.
Absolutely. Helps that you have home court advantage. You know, always we call them the sixth man.
Sixth man on the court.
Sixth man on the court is, you know, if you have the crowd in your pocket on your side, you have that. Are we back yet?
I think we're back.
We're back.
Action.
Let's go back to Cairo.
Going off in impressive style. They were 10 of 10 from that free throw line. And there's a first score of the quarter and a much needed one for Ferroviario de Beira. Sidibe in the right place to pick up. Easy two.
Usher's in the right place. She's been listening in and picking up on details, information from the coaches as they've been talking with their players. Did you pick up anything exciting there, Usher?
Yes, absolutely. Just listening in to Coach Luis Hernandez, just encouraging, you know, the players, and saying we have 3 more quarters to play. We still got, you know, a lot to offer on the floor, and just get that positive vibe going forward in this second quarter.
Yeah, I think that the you know, the clock is something that we've got to look at. You know, there is lots of time. There's lots of time for so many different scenarios. So much can happen in a basketball game over the course of 4 quarters. So, you know, just keep cool-headed if you can.
They're doing the best that they can. They've been held to 26% from the field in the first quarter. They can only get better in terms of execution, and a lot of that has got to do with just trying to find matchups that they can work, and maybe matchups that they can put in the pick and roll.
Pick and roll as an option. I think they'll also want to try and see if they can get some shots in, but Webster, there it is. He's driven in. Pinch the ball, driven in, layup, 2 points, an easy 2 points. You just can't get the ball away like that.
Just too many scoring options for this elite team, and that's Webster with a quick 6 points.
Nurmamad cuts inside, mid-range two. It's a nice bucket. That's a beautiful score, and a fine score indeed, as we see 34-19. It's a 15-point game. That's two good scores, that is, for Beira, and they'll just get some positive from that, because they know that there's an option here, because a couple of the starting fives are not on the court for Al Ahly. Gives us a chance to see what the bench is like as well.
Both teams have gone bench, searching for options on the bench, and it'll be interesting, very important that
Beira start the second quarter well, see if they can't make some inroads into the lead, and they'll put some pressure, some scoreboard pressure at least on the hosts.
And straight to the free throw line. And the first foul of the second quarter going Al Ahly, and it goes to Sahan.
Well, Ayat Mungwambe is an interesting prospect. He does score quite a bit. In the BAL in season one, he had 23 minutes on the court, so he gets high usage, gives double-digit scoring at 10 points and 45% from the field. Doesn't like shooting threes. He gets a lot of his points on the inside off the dribble and can also use mid-range. So if he gets a goal, it might just be a scoring option given what we've seen happen on the floor.
Well, Mungwambe is the player who didn't manage to score from the free throw line. They get possession back, Al Ahly. Such a big setup, isn't it, Al Ahly? The 93 years old multi-sports club started off as a little playground back in 1921, and then they said, oh yeah, well maybe we should play some basketball, get some other sports involved, and all of a sudden it becomes, you know, one of the biggest clubs in Africa in terms of all of the sport that they play. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, you like table tennis, don't you, Q?
I do.
You like handball. You like water polo. You're a specialist in roller hockey, and you play tennis. It's the perfect place for you.
Well, on the other side, Beira, at 95-year existence as well. These are two very, very storied clubs, and they've been on the continent playing the game for a long time. What we are seeing is some of the great heritage of African basketball.
Absolutely. And, it's nice to see that we've got there's another foul that's been awarded going against that man, Tarek, the youngster. And it's great to see new teams qualify for this third season. You know, every season we get newcomers. We've got the City Oilers to look forward to from Uganda, and Usher will tell us all about them. I believe you can believe me.
Yes, you can see the look on my face, obviously. So many Ugandans are waiting for the City Oilers to debut here at the BAL. It's been a long journey for them, especially in the last one decade. And they're watching this one closely, even right next to where you're sitting, actually.
But there's a lot of people at home who are hoping that that the City Oilers do great things, and you know they totally deserve to, because that's another great story, you know, of where they came from and how a bunch of guys came together and said, "Oh, we want to play some basketball." Well, you know, after work, and they went to the gym, and then they played basketball, and they found a court, and then it all got set up. Oh, we're winning games. Let's start a club. The club gets into the divisions. They go up, and look where they are. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the greatest stories here of the Nile Conference. But that's a story that we'll delve into tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
When they face Petro de Luanda, the finalists from last season.
No, that's going to be fantastic. And Asha, we'll be leaning on your magical mind for the knowledge, because knowledge is key. You've got some great stories, and you'll tell us all about that tomorrow. Today, we'll focus on Al Ahly and Beira. And Beira at the moment, just clambering back. It's a 12-point game with, 6:52 left on the clock. They've got to score points from the phases of play when they regain possession without conceding, Q.
Well, they've held Ali to just 2 points in the quarter, and that being said, comes the offensive foul on the illegal screen.
So they've also got to be super careful in not giving back possession to Al Ahly. You know, they're a team who will be absolutely clinical in the way that they actually try and steal the ball and score points. So keeping possession and scoring from your own possession is going to be important.
Very much so.
Gendy getting the ball down into the corner. It's Tarek with a long-range shot. The three-pointer doesn't sink off the metal. Numamad picks the ball up. There's a chance here. Amadi just goes up and he tries to go around the defence, and it's a perfect offensive rebound and a fine score there coming from Ayad Mungwambe.
Again, downhill, finds the himself in the seam. He gets the rebound back because of good position, and he gets the score.
And a big long-range shot by Webster doesn't fall. It's a 10-point game. Carey picks the ball up. Here is Mohamed Tarek Kairi, the 20-year-old, gets the ball back out. Samir, and there's the long-range shot, and again, made safe. And another missed chance. Sidibe makes it safe, makes it snug.
They can't find the touch from the perimeter, and they're going back outside. Every time they do, they miss.
Malale doesn't manage to get the ball in it. Yeah, a little bit of lady luck there with Saif Samir knocking the ball back into his hands, and he sinks it. There's your score. And Sidibe doing the damage. It's an 8-point lead only. They've knocked it down, they've chopped it down. We're going to take a break.
The Basketball Africa League special coverage here on the Voice of America. I'm Jackson Bunganyi with the mighty Sonny Young. It's an 8-point lead for El Ahly that is enjoying its hometown, home game, home six advantage.
Berra showing some fighting spirit, Jackson.
Coming back, I mean, it had been a 15-point difference for the last how many. Since the beginning of the game, and now we're in the second quarter, 5 minutes and 34 seconds to go, and they have decreased that. They're coming close. They're playing much better basketball. You can tell that they're understanding better who the caliber of players they're up against in El Ahly. And Ahly is not giving up easy either. But, you know, it's a great matchup, great basketball so far.
Jackson, one of the players who has stood out for Berra, got some basketball seasoning here in the USA, Barama Sidibe. He's from Mali, played his college basketball at the University of Syracuse, and he's playing well this evening in Cairo. 8 points and 3 rebounds.
Syracuse, a solid basketball program, so you can imagine he has some... He got some great skills from there.
And I got to give a shout out for the former head coach at Syracuse, Jim Boeheim, who recently retired.
Yes.
Great coach.
Great program. And again, if you're just joining us, this is a Voice of America's special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Let's go back to Cairo.
They really are trying to eat and chew into this hourly lead. They moved away. They had a 13-point lead at one point. Now Thompson comes back on.
Well, this will be the interesting period of play now that some of the starters back in for El Ahly, especially that man, Omot. We'll see how he impacts the game from a scoring perspective.
Omot gets the ball out. Thompson on the edge of the arc. And, you know, it's just solid play there just to scramble and get the ball back from Sahan. And he gets the chance to go to the free throw line. But missed opportunities.
Well, they really needed that offensive rebound. They've gone to the perimeter quite a bit here in the second quarter, and it was 2 of 10. Second foul for Mungwambe, and only 20% they are from the three-point line. What's worked for them in the first quarter was defense and getting downhill, and they're struggling just a bit from the perimeter at this point. El Ahly, it's allowed Beira to come back into the game.
Usher, no, you're not struggling over there. What's going on?
Just listening to the coach of Al Ahly, Augustin, emphasizing on why they need to go back to playing defense consistently. They had a 15-point lead. It's been cut down to 8 and now 9 since that point on the free throw line. But he's just asking the players to play better defense, stay focused. The game is still young.
That's a beautiful score. Namamad again putting himself onto the boards, and he manages to knock down that two-pointer. He's up to 9.
And just a little bit about the psychology of the game. You know, once you have a team stand a little bit like Ali did in the first quarter, where they allow Beira to come back, build up some confidence, players start making some shots, and all of a sudden it's a different game. And that's probably what we're seeing on the floor at this moment.
You can see Omot, he makes the foul, he draws the foul, of course, and goes to the free throw line. So here he is trying to knock down a bucket or two to just try and extend that lead once again. Doing a good job, 8-point advantage. And Draman Kamara of the NBA Academy will come on and play his part in this Al Ahly performance. Omot looking very strong from the free throw line on that occasion.
Well, they continue to just be perfect from the charity stripe. And that is an area that they have punished Tiribiara de Beira.
And well, as the chance gets a good rebound, if you can keep hold of possession, it's a little bit complicated. The ball taken out. They will have possession. Now I think it's Beira who will get possession back. A little bit lucky there with Thompson just taking the ball over. You can see the scramble. That was the last right hand of Thompson. So Perry will have the ball in his hands.
Omalale will have a breather. Perry back in for Beira.
And Sidibe watches the ball roll out over the line. They get possession back.
It'll go all the way back to the baseline. No player got a touch on that from any team, so it'll be inbound, but it'll be the host's basketball.
Absolutely. And interesting to see. Very excited to see Draman Camara, the Malian, who from the NBA Academy Africa. Oh, look at that. That is huge coming from out wide from Corey Webster.
Well, Webster can't shoot it in droves, and that's a wide open three, and the third connection from the perimeter for the home team.
Perry getting the ball out wide. Now they're trying to throw the ball around, chuck it around. Mungo Wambe gets the ball back, goes through the paint, and the layup, it's not good enough. Good rebound, but there is a foul that's been committed, and I think it's been committed by Marouane Saha.
Another great example of Mugwambe's ability to get inside and get to the paint. Saran picks up his second foul, but here he goes, steps through, uses the left hand. Kamara there, and it looks like Saran who picks up the foul. Kamara also in the area. And another look at that turn, catch and shoot from Webster.
Chirombe is the player who will go up and try and sink and score. First one not good enough. 39-28, and they've five fouls for Al Ahly, team fouls of course, and the second shot is good. They're up to 29. It's a 10-point game. 3:52 remaining in this first half of this opening game, Nile Conference, here in Egypt, here in this wonderful arena. It really is an excellent arena. The court's sublime, and the basketball is top-notch as well. Webster, dropping it in with a massive, massive three-pointer.
Well, he is lasered in from the outside, and he knocks down his second three back-to-back.
And Perry trying to find his teammate there. CDB does get knocked out. They'll get possession back. The hand that got in the way, and as you can see, 42-29, need to get themselves those points. Perry about to take the pass with 9 seconds left on the shot clock.
Well, that's the second turnover from the baseline from Perry, and costly right now, because that's cost them in terms of the lead. Webster has the second player into double digits with 11 points.
So much. Back to Thompson, the American from Chicago. Webster. Oh, that's nicely done. Drops in. Oh, beautiful. Look at that. Webster with the pass and Thompson with the finish. That was stunning.
Well, that is perfect execution of the pick and roll. Allow Sarhan to get that easy two.
And the rebound, defensive rebound. He goes up. Camara, he gets knocked out in a big way. And Camara gets back up onto his feet. He was about to score. Perry getting in the way. He knows it. And a foul going against him.
Well, right ahead of the play was Camara. And he gets a pass. Put the ball on the floor. The foul comes in. He couldn't get the finish. But he did get a chance to go to the free throw line. The young 19-year-old out of Mali.
Yeah, and he's he just signed for DePaul Blue Demons in Chicago at the age of 19. Can you imagine, in the Big East Conference? It's a massive move, isn't it, for a teenager? But he's got great character, he's got good leadership skills, and he's learning from the best, isn't he, Q?
Well, he's a solid point guard. He can shoot the three ball, and he uses his size quite well. He's got a 7-foot wingspan, and he stands at just about 2 meters tall.
He was actually born in Paris, Malian parents, of course. 7 foot wingspan.
Seven foot.
Can you imagine? I mean, albatrosses from prehistoric times don't have that kind of a wingspan. Unbelievable. As Perry tries to go high over the top. There we go. Camera! Oh, it's just come back off the medal. Well, there's more contact than again to the free throw line. There you go. This is Al-Ali, who are very much in a controlled position. Gives us a chance to go across to Usher. 2:23 left on the clock. This has been a pretty effective last few minutes, Usher, for Al-Ali.
Yes, absolutely. You can see they're starting to come. Maybe like a smile on the coach's face. Happy with what the bench from the Al Ahli team have been able to produce in the second quarter. That's what you need. Of course, Omar Orabi had a great start in that first quarter, but since then, Marwan has shown great character in the paint and right now on the free throw line, and that's what you need from some of the bench players going into a competition like this one.
This is an experienced team. 31-year-old Sahan. This is on the free throw, but he's played Division II basketball, and again, they can lean on different guys at different times.
There's Hoana, unable to find his range. Picked up by Thompson. Thompson goes, comes back out. Nice footwork there. Picked up by Omot. And the South Sudanese Giants, who's already scoring lots of points, 14 his tally at the moment. Goes around the outside, shot clock down to under double figures, 7 seconds. A little bit of pressure here. Thompson needs to get his shot in. Surely it's not going to go. It doesn't go this time. And it hasn't been made safe. And it looks like they're going to get possession back. Or it might be Al-Ali. Let's have a look. Didn't touch it.
Maybe a case for Kamara. Might have got a hand on it. The referees don't see it. So it will be the whole team's basketball. And they do secure possession because the shot came up. So a fresh shot clock, 14 seconds for them.
Is that man or not? Kerry. Mohamed Tarek. Dropped into the paint and a chance for that man, Omar. But he loses possession. Too much defense down there, make it complicated. Perry goes up for three. He gets fouled by Camara, and he'll go to the free throw line. 1:27 left on the clock. They'll try and get past the 30-point barrier and try and chop down that 18-point lead.
Well, young Laji Camara will learn that you don't foul a three-point shooter, especially not in the act of shooting. Perry will get a chance to just try and steady himself. He's had an uncharacteristically poor offensive game so far for a guy who's their engine and scores about 15 a game, or has scored about 15 a game in three different competitions. He's just had a bit of a slow start in this one.
So Perry, and that's two from three. He's got another shot, of course, and as you mentioned, the mistake of going in to a long-range shooter, and he hits all three. That's fantastic from the free throw line for that man, Will Perry, the MVP in the Mozambique League in 2022. Quality player.
Yeah, they keep on calling him back.
They keep on calling him back, exactly. And, it makes sense. He is very, very well integrated within this team. Good chance. Nice to work from Sidi Bey. Well, he gets... Is this another foul for Saran? If it is, it's foul number three for him.
Both teams are in the penalty. It is another foul. And Saran does pick up that third foul. And Sidi Bey is getting more confident. We're starting to see him move a little bit better inside the paint. And he's getting a lot more touches. Starting to provide some value. If he scores, these two free throws will take him into double digits.
Yeah, absolutely. Just comes back out, so not double digits just yet. Born in Bamako, Malian, 6'10", Syracuse University. Well, they get the rebound, and they got time on the clock. Perry into the hands of Sidibe. Sidibe this time. comes up against a very good defender in Omot. But he manages to score. That's great. Great work.
Well, that's just what persistence does. It pays, and that's some really good work off the hustle blade to get the finish. And he does go into double figures now. 10 points for Sidibe.
Second chance points, 11 for Beyna. And points in the paint, 20 in trouble. And how about that for a monster bucket from way out wide coming from that man, Camara?
That is his game. He can shoot the three ball, and he shows it with that wonderful make from long range.
And time running out to the end of the first half. Barros goes up, can't sink the two from going underneath and up and around. 50 points to 34 is the scoreline with the last play of the half. And of course, Omot's going to be there. He wants to increase his tally. 14 points goes up. Oh, it's a beautiful score as well, and it'll count. 52 points, 16 for the wonderful player from South Sudan. And the foul has been drawn. He goes to the free throw line.
Well, Perry trying to take the foul. His body not quite in front of that big frame of Omot. Referees call the block, and Omot gets the finish. And I think that sums up Omot's first half. It's been pretty much gone his way in terms of the way that he's wanted to control the offense.
Three personal fouls for Will Perry. That'll be alarming for him. It'll be alarming for Luis Lopez. Hernandez, of course, the 55-year-old coach for this team, as Omot sinks the score. 1.2 seconds remaining. Got to go for the shot. The shot doesn't find its destination. And our halftime scores are set. And it's a big lead for
Voice of America, special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. We're at halftime in Cairo. Al Ahly, the local favorite from Egypt, leads CFV Beira from Mozambique by 19 points. The score, 53 for Al Ahly, 34 for Beira. I'm joined by Action Jackson Vunganyi. And Jackson, I think we know who the player of the half.
It's about Nuni, man.
Nuni, I love that nickname, Nuni. Nuni.
Ananua Omot, the man from South Sudan playing for Al Ahly, has dominated on both sides of the court. 17 points. The next person close to him is Draman Camara from Mali, I believe, with only 5 points. So it has been about Nuni dominated, doing great. Feloviario de Beira at some point had kind of coming close with, you know, 8 points, about to catch up with Al Ahly. But, you know, as we see now, it's back to like 14, 15 points difference. No surprises here for me, Sonny. I've kind of come into it knowing, like, you know, anticipating that Al Ahly will dominate, not as this dominant, but, you know,
I think Al Ahly, with playing on their home court, they were considered the favorite in this game, Jackson. But getting back to our friend Nuni from South Sudan, again, great basketball story. Born in a refugee camp in Kenya, and his family moved to Ethiopia, and then he made his way, his family did, to the USA. And Nuni played college basketball for Baylor University, based in Texas. And I'm now looking at the official statistics, Jackson. And we talked about this a little bit last year during BAL Season 2, this plus-minus index.
Right.
And it's basically a player rating in which you take all their positives, field goals made, assists, blocks. And then you subtract the negatives like turnovers. Well, Nuni has the highest player rating of any of the players in Cairo this evening, 20. And there really isn't anybody close to him in terms of that player rating. So, as you pointed out, he's doing things on each end of the court.
Absolutely. 17 points, Ananua Omot. Also, Nuni, or we call him Nuni, has been nothing but excellent, brilliant player. I see a lot of a great future for him in this league, if not, if he's not taken by other leagues. But, you know, I mean, dominating to 17 points where everybody else who's behind you has 5, 4, many of the other players haven't even scored anything. He's basically taken the team on his back by himself. Really is carrying them.
More background information on Omot from South Sudan. But before the BAL, he was playing for in the G League, the NBA G League for Osceola Magic. That is the G League or developmental team for the Orlando Magic basketball team.
And I'm sure Orlando Magic is watching right now and saying, that is the guy we want. We developed him. He's shining on the stage at the BAL. Maybe I wouldn't be surprised if he's acquired at some point the next year to come and join them.
And Jackson, speaking of the Orlando Magic, that provides a nice segue for an Action Jackson shout-out for the NBA's Rookie of the Year. Paolo Banchero,
yes,
plays for the Orlando Magic. He was named the NBA's Rookie of the Year on Tuesday. And let's give him a shout-out. We'll talk about played for Duke University as an undergrad. That school, Duke, has really produced some
Duke
great players.
Duke with Coach K. Is Coach K retired?
Coach K retired.
But he has put that program on a solid footing. Legendary coach, legendary program. And I think the coach that took over from him has actually maintained. Duke has produced some of the best basketball players in the history of the game.
Jason Tatum of the Celtics.
Jason Tatum right now is dominating the Eastern Conference. Boston, as Boston is looking to get back to the NBA Finals, and you know, I want to see more young players, Sonny, like we said, more young African players, whether they're coming, you know, going through the U.S. or whether they're just coming from, you know, local colleges on the continent, get involved, being developed on the continents, and given this platform. This is a big platform, and like we say, sometimes it's not just even the skills, it's mentally being put in this, on this stage of a stage of this nature. It's something that really makes you shine, you know, just, you know, the pressure, you know, the pressure of the cameras, the pressure of the moment. So we would love to see more young players in the caliber of Nooney and many others come up through the pipeline of the Basketball Africa League and just grow this league to greater heights.
Let's take a look at the statistics, the first half statistics. Al-Ahli, they're shooting cooled down a little bit. They ended the half shooting 48% from the field, which is still outstanding, Jackson, mm-hmm. Anytime you get near 50%.
Absolutely. When you're close to 50%, you're doing really well.
Let's see. From the three-point line, they made 4 of 15 from behind the arc, 26%. Barra, only 1 three-pointer made. So they didn't utilize the three-point shot.
And speaking of Barra, it's only 29% to the 48% of Al-Ahli, which explains the difference in points so far. So Barra has really to pull it up.
Rebounding, Al-Ahli dominated the rebounds. 26 total rebounds. That big man Orabi for Al-Ahli. He's been key, I think, in this game.
He's been key, absolutely. I've seen him. Big dude, by the way. I did not expect that we have such. Al-Ahli has enjoyed an advantage. They have a great roster. But again, it does help to play when you're at home with the home court advantage. You don't want to lose the opening match. Did we see an opening match where the home team lost in the Sahara Conference?
And that does kind of take the wind out of your sails when that happens. But
it does.
You know, getting back to Orabi, Jackson, I did break out my official BAL tape measure and His height, 7 feet, 2 inches tall.
Wow, that's a big
Which is, just for perspective, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think, is 7 feet, 2 inches tall.
Yep.
So he's a big man.
Bigger than Shaquille O'Neal.
I think you're right. I think Shaq was 7-1.
Yes.
7-1. And getting back to our friend Paolo Banchero, the NBA's Rookie of the Year, he's the third player, Jackson, to win Rookie of the Year as a member of the Orlando Magic, Shaquille O'Neal, who once played for the Magic.
Absolutely, Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal.
Rookie of the Year in 1993. So shout out for Paolo Banchero. And who knows, maybe we'll see one of these young players in Cairo make it to the NBA
and win Rookie of the Year. In case you're just joining us, this is a Voice of America special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. We are broadcasting in Washington, D.C. in our fabulous studio.
Glittering studio. Studio 3. Glittering.
El Ali.
I see diamonds just sparkling in here, Jackson.
And we are watching the game. El Ali making their debut. Obviously, a little bit of pressure, again, that they're playing home court. But, you know, it has been so far, they've been doing really well. Looks like they're going to win this unless CFB, that's Biera, is able to pull out some magic in the second quarter, in the second half here. But so far, they have been dominated by El Ali, which for me, their style of play of El Ali reminds me of Slimani and his boys from...
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison, Jackson. They've played together as a team for a long time. In fact, as I check my notes here, Al Ahly has 6 players who were part of the Egyptian national team that qualified for the FIBA Basketball World Cup. Wow. So you have roughly half the team. They know each other.
Absolutely. It does help to know each other. It creates team chemistry. When you've played with somebody more than 10 games, you actually know where they place them, how to pass the ball, their style of play. We've seen many teams acquire players in the late stages before the tournament, and that really affects their play, the impact. You can see a difference between a team that has been playing together for a long time than, you know, with the one that is just bringing in new players.
Action, Jackson Vunganyi. I'm Sonny Young. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the third season of the Men's Basketball Africa League. Adding to the sparkle here in Studio 3 is our engineer, Helen Moses. Shout out for Helen.
Hey, hey.
As well as our producer, Nikki Nicole Peters.
Nikki's back in the house.
And I think Nikki maybe will even dribble the ball a little
Nikki,
bit.
Nikki, we need to see the dribble. Let's see that. Don't break no nails, Nikki.
Can't break those nails. No, you can't.
Basketball Africa League, third season, Sonny. Listen, this league gets better and better. I've not been disappointed so far. What are some of the teams you're looking forward to in this Nile Conference?
Well, I had maybe a few doubts about Al Ahly making their debut. I had not seen them play before, but very impressive. I think right now they have to be considered as maybe one of the favorites to top the table in the Nile Conference. And just a reminder, the way the BAL is set up, we have 6 teams in each conference, the Nile Conference and the Sahara Conference. The top 4 teams in each conference will advance to the BAL playoffs.
In Kigali, Rwanda.
In Kigali.
Yes.
At the, also that Bank of Kigali
Arena.
The BK Arena.
The BK Arena.
That's going to be the centerpiece next month,
Absolutely.
Jackson.
Absolutely. And Sani was broadcasting there from there last year. It's a beautiful arena.
Another team I'm looking forward to seeing, another debut team. You know about them a little more than I do. City Oilers.
City Oilers of Uganda. We had Grace Kwizera Muguri, my friend, who is also the manager of the City Oilers, a team that has been dominating Ugandan basketball since 2011 when they were formed. We are going to see them play tomorrow in Cairo. We'll be bringing you the game live here on the Voice of America. So be sure to tune in. Don't miss out. Voice of America broadcasts in at least 5 languages.
bringing the game to millions of our listeners around the continent and around the world. If you're not able to watch it live on your TV station, on our TV station, catch us at voaafrica.com, where we're streaming the game live, and we have stats and analysis and all other kinds of news around Basketball Africa League. And remember to catch Sunnyside of Sports on Voice of America and voaafrica.com. The episodes are archived on there. Check it out. One of the best sports shows in the world.
Also, lots of updates on the Basketball Africa League on the Sunnyside of Sports. If you're just tuning in, Al Ahly leads by 19 points at halftime, 53-34 over Beira from Mozambique. And right now, the player who... I think he gets both our votes. He gets Action Jackson's vote and my vote as player of the game. We'll see what he does in the second half.
Nuni
Omot from South Sudan, 17 points, game's high score, and also has a couple rebounds, and he's playing very well for Al Ahly.
And on the side of CFB Vieira, we have Burama Sidibe with 10 points. Burama Sidibe, like Sonny said, played for Syracuse. And we are live right here on the Voice of America studios, watching the game in Cairo. Center court right now. Players are back, shooting around, warming up. It's going to be a tough game for CFB to try and catch up. They will have to bring some magic.
Yeah. That's
because,
a big deficit.
Because, you know, Al Ahly is not going to want to seed the game after leading 15 points all through the first two.
Perry, their shooter, he could bring them back if he starts making a few three-pointers, Jackson.
And that's probably the conversation they're having with their coach when they went into the locker room. Because, you know, coaches, they're studying the game. They have their assistants looking at some of the holes to plug in here and there, looking at the weak points on the other side and say, listen, here we need to do this offensively, defensively here. But as it stands right now, Al Ahly is dominating.
In command. It's going to take a lot for Beira to come back. That's all for us. We'll be back after the game and occasionally for breaks in the action. But for now, I'm Sonny Young.
I'm Jackson Vunganyi.
Action Jackson, we'll be back. Let's go back to Cairo for the action.
He wants to improve on their 1-4 record in season two. And they come up against a tough opening fixture. The most important part of this is that they close out the second half. Might find themselves back in it if they play well.
First time for Beira playing in the Nile Conference. They were in the Sahara Conference last year, and they were first ever BAL, as we see the big man here trying to turn around. The ball comes back out. Thompson unable to sink it. Perry makes it safe.
Well, what Coach Hernandez has done is gone back to his starting five and seeing if they can get better in the second half.
They got to sink those shots. Numamade unable to do that. Webster tries to get the ball. That's very well done. It's kept out of in play by Najail Young, and he does an extraordinary job because he was off his feet, but he still managed to get his fingertips there.
A good defensive position. It worked for Beira on that one. They need a lot more of that kind of position.
Listen, they got a 19-point lead here, Al Ahly, but they really need some points on the scoreboard to just reel them back in. You know, they don't want to see a large fish swimming away with taking the line out. Oh, no. They've got to get some points. Sidibe is the man, and he's going to try and find some points. Goes out to Numamad. There's the shot off the metal. That's really well played by Young. And he gets the 2 points there. Gives me a great opportunity to go and talk to Usher. Usher, what did you pick up at the end of that little break there?
Yes, just renewed vitality from Ferroviario de Beira. They know they literally have a mountain to climb here against Al Ahly. Yes, they are debutants, but the energy, the precision, and the motivation that they come into this game with, as seen there from Orabi.
Oh my, Orabi. Incredible dunk. Of course he's going to just sink that in a big way. There's a statement in itself, isn't there, Q?
Well, he's been a presence in the paint when he's on the floor. They had no answers for him in the first half, and he gets a great score to open up here in the second.
Michael Thompson goes for a big score there, and that is a fine score indeed. It's a three-pointer from down in that right-hand corner.
Wow, Juice Thompson, 4-3, and that's inside out. They get the dunk, they push the ball on the perimeter, and a wide-open three-ball falls.
Young goes again. Young tries to find some of that positivity. That's a good rebound from Cedar Bay. He finds himself in the right place to actually just pick off those balls that just spill or don't fall.
Another two to the second chance point column.
Got a rattle. They've got a rattle. Webster, the New Zealand born player. Oh, that's another big dunk there. Look at that. Omar Rabi. And he is just living it up big time here in his own backyard.
He doesn't have to jump too much at 7'2", 2 meters 18. And that's a very easy finish for him.
Cedar Bay goes again. Cedar Bay with 2 points. Showing his worth in a big way. He's up to 14 now.
Gotten a lot more comfortable. You see the physicality getting into the chest of the big, creating some space, and he finishes with the left hand.
So Webster for a big shot. And it's been made safe. Namamade's there. Waits for support. He saw that there was a player called Arabi. Perry. That's nicely done. The patience pays off. And a beautiful score from Makta Gay.
Nice play by Perry to find Gay. There was no way he was going to be able to get that shot up. Made the pass, and Gay with the finish.
Thompson, Webster. Got it. Oh, good strong mark, and that's wonderful play. Cedar Bay was playing a defensive game. Now Will Perry, 3 points. 3 points. It comes off the metal. Doesn't fall. Gay picks it up. Gake spending a little bit of time on the court and getting some possession and putting himself and making himself a bit more worthy.
Well, they are playing a lot more confidently and revitalized for sure.
Oh, that's a beautiful score from Perry as well.
Confidence makes a big difference. Psychology important. And Perry with that mid-range shot. We're seeing some signs of life here for Beira.
Yeah, and look who draws the foul, Thompson. He's up to three now, and he looks up to the sky, peeved with what he did, because he knows that wasn't, what he wanted. But previous to that, well, we saw something quite extraordinary there from Arabi. Perry making it a three-point play.
15 points, the difference, and just... some reasons for optimism if you are a Beira fan.
Hey, look, the magical, mystical waters of the Nile could be working their magic here for Beira. Beira chop it down to 15 points. The big man trying to find his way through. And that is going to be a foul committed by Cedar Bay. Arabi trying to rise up. I mean, rise up. He's already up there, isn't he? He's a man mountain.
Well, really, what they wanted to do was pass the ball into the air, but Webster will know that he can put the ball up around the frame because of the length of Arabi. The ball comes down, forces the foul, and will send Arabi to the charity stripe.
Two players on three fouls so far. You've got Sarhan for Ahli and Will Perry. So Will Perry's on the radar a little bit. He's starting to play a lot better, and coming into the fourth, scoring those points. He's up to 8 points now. And when he gets to double figures, you'll probably see him say, right, okay, now's the time to play. But focusing on Arabi, he's up to 13.
He is a dangerous scorer, dangerous presence in the paint, and they're using his size off the pick and roll. On the other side, Perry, also a dangerous scorer and playmaker.
Young, Cedar Bay, Perry. Gay trying to find some space, giving the ball away. And that's a wasted opportunity there for Beira. Down into the corner, picked up by Zahran. Webster's here. And Cedar Bay needs to keep an eye on Arabi. There's the big three-pointer. It's a beautiful score. It's a beautiful three-pointer. Oh, inbound from downtown, from El Gemi.
Well, that was caused by a missed rotation on Beira's side. Perry found himself underneath the rim, and he tried to chase out and left Gendi wide open, and he makes the defense play with one of the prettiest shots in the game.
Yeah, very much so. Trigonometry, you know, it's the arc, isn't it? It's the bows and arrows, if you like. Perfectly executed. That shot not going down. Nomade picks the ball up, goes around the bigs, and he tries to go for a high shot, draws the foul. Webster commits the foul.
Well, Webster got a lot of words to say to Nomade after that foul. but he was right there in the thick of things, and just around the screen, the contact does come in, and he missed the block on it, and the referee right there to make the call.
It's the swatting mosquito maneuver, isn't it?
Squatting mosquito?
The swatting.
Oh, swatting.
Squatting mosquito. That's a new one, that is.
That really is.
Visually, I can't get my head around that, but it's okay. Nemamad, free throw line. 5 minutes to go. And they're back up to what? 65. It's a 19-point advantage here. Zahran. Thompson. Zahran. Nice little spin and a beautiful score. That's a magical move, isn't it? Between the bigs at the same time, and a fine score indeed. We're going to take a small commercial break. 67-46, the scores here in Cairo.
Voice of America special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Basketball Africa League in its third season. We are in Cairo. We are broadcasting in Washington, but we are watching the game in Cairo live between Al Ahly and CFV Club Ferroviario de Biera. Listen, this is turning out to be a bigger lead for Al Ahly. And, you know, at some point, CFV had brought down that to about 8 points, but they have not been able to capitalize on some of the weaknesses on Al Ahly, and Al Ahly has dominated. It continues to dominate coming out of the first half. And the players in Al Ahly that are actually still dominating, still the same, Nooney.
I'll give a shout out for Orabi. He's their big center. He's got 13 points, Jackson, for Al Ahly, and he's made all five of his field goals, 5 for 5 from the field. Impressive debut. We have to remember, this is their very first game in the Basketball Africa League, and I think they've really performed well in front of their home fans. Would like to see maybe a few more fans in the stands.
It would be nice, but Al Ahly leads 67-46. It will be, I mean, third quarter, 4 minutes and 51 seconds in. And, you know, I don't know if CFV has what it takes to catch up, but listen, there's still much more time, maybe kind of closing on there. But when you're dominating this late into the game, it's tough to catch up. And let's go back to Cairo.
In the game of basketball, but let's see if they can execute those instructions.
Sounds like a plan. What plan will we see develop into a victory? Perry drops it into the hands of Sidibe. Sidibe again. Nemamad. Shot clock down to 5 seconds. Not the right pass. It's down to 3.5. Perry goes up. It's a big score. It's a very big score. 3 points for Perry, and that pushes him into double figures. Oh, they left the best till last.
Well, that was a great score, especially after the breakdown in the offense. Perry bails them out with a big-time three.
And Gay makes it safe at the other end. So this is a good moment for Beira to try and produce something. Runs into the paint, needs a bit of support. Nemamad, he scored threes from out there at the other end, not down this end just yet. Gay goes big off the rim, back into the hands of Webster. The New Zealander gets it down, and there's a good, just a soft, beautiful touch. The velvet gloves on, he has, and there's the 2 points that have been dropped in there from Tarek.
Well, fantastic again. They are great going downhill. Another two to their fast break column. That's 19 fast break points as they just find different ways to score. They hurt you in so many ways, the home team.
Young, good opportunity. Sidibe. And this looks like they're going to give possession back.
A lot of Sidibe's offense has come off hustle points. He's just worked hard for almost every single bucket that he's gotten. And that's another example. Just right place, right time. The ball falls to him, and he's able to draw the foul. Another look at that beautiful score. It's no-look pass and the catch-and-shoot. Perry for three.
Yeah, that's really good. And that's the kind of play that I'm sure that Lopez will be very, very happy with, because, you know, they've got to be able to score difficult points to beat a team like LA. Everybody knows, you know, that they're here and they're definitely one of the top teams. You play in front of your own crowd, you've got all of the support. It's going to be important.
Well, in order for Beira to pick up a win, they've got to play close to their best game. They have to keep locked in for large periods, for 38 or 39 of the 40 minutes. They can't afford to drop on possessions, and they've got to play consistent offense. Ali can afford sometimes to just take the foot off the accelerator. We saw it happen, and then Beira made their way back into this one.
Just like the famous Mozambique artist and sculptor Alberto Chissano, you've got to create the magic. And I think that that's what it's all about. It's building the magic and creating those fantastic victories. This is what they're trying to do. Well, that won't count, of course. He nearly pulled the metal off the backboard on that occasion. And they do get possession back.
I thought it was just a little bit too casual on that possession. Jendi had the shot. He opted to go back inside the paint to find Orabi, and that is where the foul got committed. So the ball goes into their big, but just great defensive work from Beira.
Bit of pressing going on here. Perry picks possession up, tries to go around the outside. Sidibe goes up. He knocks over. That's a foul, and that goes against Tarek, I think, and he's a little bit mad about that. Sorry, it's Amir Zahran. And Zahran has now three fouls.
Small margins, difficult calls, and again trying to get in front of the defense. Zahran looked like he had his feet set.
It's a very close call, isn't it? It's a very close
call. Very, very close call.
But these referees that we have here, the officials, are absolutely fantastic. And we've got Tyler Ricks, we've got Jean Sauveur, Rumariza from Rwanda, Annie Joyce Muchero of Zimbabwe, of course, Usher. You know, it's fantastic, the selection and the quality of officials that we have here in the BAL once again here in this NAL conference.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about Joyce Muchenu, for a very long time she's been consistent on the continent and also going to a couple of youth World Cups where she's represented immensely. And Jean Sauveur Hamiriza, a new face from Rwanda, you know, just continuing from where Shema Maboko Didier, a former international referee from Rwanda, set the stage rolling a couple of years ago. And now he's here at the BAL writing his own story and just showing that he can do the work. But of course, Tyler Ricks as well brings so much experience from the NBA G League. And that's what we have to deal with here at the BAL. Amazing to see them, you know, be consistent throughout this game.
Thank you, Asha. Will Perry, fantastic layup, beautiful, under the basket, over the top. We just saw that. He's up to 13 points. And patience pays off for Alali. They finally get that bucket. And an important one it is coming from that man, Gendi.
Well, beautiful floater. Just gets the defense polarized and gets by and floats it in.
17-point lead. Still possibilities here for Beira. Got to score on every play. Got to also work hard in defense. Here is Gay. Gay going around the outside. That is nicely done. It's not easy to go around the likes of 2m18. You're the big man, the biggest man here, who's just absolutely incredible. Of course, we're talking about Omar Arabi.
Well, that was a tough finish by Gay. Nice finesse touch.
That is sumptuous as well. How about that for the floater over the top? Delightful. It's such a silky smooth touch.
The float game being showcased here by the home team.
Zahran is the man, up to 8 points. Here's Gay. Sidibe going around the outside. He doesn't even have to move, does he? Omar Orabi. And Gendi picks the ball up down into the corner.
Tower inside the paint.
This is the battle. Oh, that's really good defensive play there from Sidibe, doing work really well. Gay. Tries to go up. Looked like there was nearly a call going against him on that occasion. Webster does well, but Perry picks the ball up. Opportunity, Numamad, he's not going to stop here. There it is, layup for two, 73-58.
Well, haven't seen too many fast break opportunities for Beira, and that one they'll take happily with the easy two.
Yeah, but they've got three players in double figures. It's Sidibe, it's Perry, and Numamad as we enter the last play of this third quarter, 73-58. Trying to get a score! Gendy gets the three! 15 is now 18. And that is the end of the third quarter. And Al Ahly are starting to shine. They're starting to rise up and show us what they're capable of doing. We're going to take a break after we see this basket here. Boom, from downtown. Oh, that's a beautiful shot, isn't it?
And it's fantastic. Reverse layup from Perry on the baseline. Ferroviario, you're not out of it. But they certainly will want to say something in this fourth quarter.
Small break. We'll be back. Whoa, going into the fourth quarter. Stay with us.
Basketball Africa League special coverage on the Voice of America. I'm Sonny Young with Action Jackson Vunganyi. After three quarters of play in Cairo, Al Ahly leads Beira from Mozambique 76-58. And Jackson, at this point, it looks like the hometown team is going to get its very first Basketball Africa League win.
The debutants, Al Ahly, is shining, and it does help to be home. This does not honestly just come up to home team advantage, six-man player. This seems like Al Ahly is a much better team. You know, they're making their debut in the Basketball Africa League, but they're home champions. Egypt has a much better, more robust basketball legacy and tradition than Mozambique. Bigger, better facilities. Which explains why their players, much more seasoned players on the court, and you can tell from their play. Again, Sonny, most of these things you can tell from, you know, if a team comes from a poorer country that where basketball is not quite popular,
right?
The infrastructure. Unless they are bringing in like the big players, getting guys from, you know, from the US to play for them, they will struggle a little bit. And we've seen CFV Beira, even though it has played in the Basketball Africa League, it has more experience in this tournament, that is struggling against a team that is making its debut in this league. And so Al Ahly is doing quite well. I see them going really far.
Shooting over 50% from the field. Excellent. 51%.
51%. Anytime you have a team that is playing, shooting after, you know, 51%, that's really good. Anything close to 50%, and now they're at 51%. They're doing really well.
Seven for 23 from the 3-point line.
I will go ahead and predict that these guys might end up in Kigali at the playoffs. But let's go back to Cairo.
Up to 13 points. He's also got three fouls. Sidibe is a standout player. And as they go in search of points, vital points, the defensive game of that man, Omar Orabi, not surprisingly, is very good. And finally, we get Omar, who's come back on. He's had a bit of a break, hasn't he? Nasser, out wide. Chance for Tarek, losing possession. A chance here for Gay. Gets past Thompson. That is... Oh, if that would have sunk, he would have been able to go up to the free throw line. A little bit annoyed with himself there, I think, Hugh.
Well, going full tilt, it did well to draw the contact, first of all, and then get the shot up. Just cutting in front, Thompson trying to, you know, use a little bit of veteran maneuverability, but there, Gay, you know, was wise to it, just couldn't get the finish.
Yeah, originally from Rufisque in Senegal, went to high school in Illinois. Great rebounder, good at assists, was strong at scoring normally on that occasion. Didn't happen. Played in Menorca in the LEB Plata, in the third division, of course, in Spain. And he plays for Senegal. Chance for Gay to try and sink this shot from the free throw line.
And it was a great pickup from the BAL Combine for this Ferroviario de Beira team.
Thompson down into the corner. There he is, Ahmad. Back to Thompson. Thompson, oh, it's just been knocked out. Gay unable to retrieve it. Gives a chance to talk to Usher. Usher, I think that this, now that we've got down to the business end of this opening encounter, Beira's coach, Luis Hernandez, I'm sure he'll be a little bit concerned going into this final 10.
Yes, talking about him being concerned, there's so much commitment still from the players to just make sure that they stay positive in this fourth quarter. But just really something interesting for you two gentlemen is the number of languages spoken on the Ferroviario de Beira bench. You have English, you have Spanish, you have Portuguese, you have some, you know, a little bit of French in there. From obviously Magda Gaye and, I just find it really interesting. And Sidibe as well.
And of course, they're from the DRC.
There you go. Paul, so it's just a lot going on the bench, but they're focused, of course. It's now a 16 point game, as we saw in the Sahara Conference. Every possession matters. It could come down to goal difference later on in this Nile Conference. They're aware of that, and they're trying to take care of the ball going forward.
Just as well, you speak 46 languages, Usher, as well.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Rabbi.
Thank you.
Well, just, Sidibe has gone off with four fouls, and it gives a chance for VAL Elevate, Colombia, to get back up or get his debut on the floor.
From the DRC, from Kinshasa. Here he is. He's going to try and make his mark. NBA Academy Africa prospect, of course, 18 years of age. Thompson gets the ball out wide, picked up by Omot. Oh, it's lost possession here.
And you were talking about Robbie. You were talking about Mbia. I was just speaking to him yesterday, saying that he's excited. He wants to continue what his mates did in the Sahara Conference. We largely talked about the likes of Chomche with Reg, Chinyelu, of course. And he's really excited to get this opportunity today here in Cairo.
Yeah, of course, we had Fukasha from the DRC last season, of course. And, you know, so it's great when we have players from the Democratic Republic of Congo, because we know that we've got some wonderful players from that fantastic country. As Perry goes up for three, and we're thinking about Dikembe Mutombo as well, of course, Q.
We sure are, and Bia is an interesting prospect because he's 6'11 frame at 18 years old. His size and his athleticism around the rim, we got a little look at that. He's picked up a rebound and he now gets a chance to go to the free throw line. Just putting the ball on the floor. The one thing about Elevate players is that they play hard, and we've seen that. It's been a consistent theme, and they can add value to rosters, and they have continued to do that. It's becoming a very important part of the BAL in that draft.
So important. And they are standing up, and they are being counted, and they're getting more minutes, you know, with, and they're becoming more mature with more game time. And that's so good for these youngsters. We absolutely back them 100%.
And it's always important to remember, these are 16 to 18, sometimes 20-year-old young prospects, elite African athletes that are getting a chance.
Well, the opportunity there, just couldn't sink that on that occasion, and Bia couldn't get the rebound. Picked up by Omar. South Sudan goes through. Oh, it's a wild. That's a very firm pass. Thompson picks it up down into the corner. He goes again. He goes again! Keely Morantelek is the man. 20 years of age. The point guard hitting a massive shot from down in the corner.
They continue to emphasize their ability to hit from long range. And that's another great find. And Tarek knocks down a three.
Perry. Draws the defense, teases the defense, finally goes for the jump shot himself.
Well, no one was coming. He was looking for a passing option. Defense didn't shift, and he just floated it up and in.
That is delightful. Very, very fine play from Mohamed Abu El Nasser. Wow. Good, lovely touch there.
Yeah, that is just great offense. Great individual offense from Abu El Nasser.
Okay. Will try and get past his man, has the block, goes into the paint, tries to float one over the top. It's been picked up there, good opportunity. Oh, the shot's not going in, but it's the battle to try and get possession. Thompson just showing his experience. Oh, they're still fighting for it in a big way. Mungwambe unable to get his hands on it. A little bit frustrated with that decision, I think.
it's very interesting, this pattern of play, because now that Arabi's off the floor, we're seeing a little bit more confidence from Beira as they attack the rim and get inside the paint. You just get a real sense for what different looks Coach Julbe can throw and what different looks the offensive team has got to adapt to in terms of what Al-Ahli has to offer on the defensive end.
There you saw the replay, of course. It's a 20-point game. Thompson into the hands of Ahmad. Here he goes again. Oh, he's just got a nice touch, the deft touch, but on that occasion it doesn't fall. Picks up there by Mungwambe. Good work, very good hands, good passing, an opportunity for Gay. Gay goes up, it's short, and that has been knocked down. I think it's Ahmad who got a last touch to it, so it will be Beira who get possession.
Here he did well to beat the trap, got the ball into the corner. They shifted to the opposite corner for a wide open shot. Just the shot comes short. But good offense. I think it'll please Coach Hernandez to see that.
The Jael Young, originally from Milwaukee, the Santa Cruz player in the G League, comes back on, and Bia with Perry. Need to find some opportunities here. Perry goes out, picked up here by Young. Young steps back, steps in, and scores an absolute beauty of a three-pointer.
A little bit more of that for Beira.
6 minutes and 7 seconds to go.
They call that a long two, the shot made by Najil Young.
I would have given him four. The step back was sensational, but the step was onto the line, so obviously that means that... There you go, just inside. There he is, just inside. Just a sneaky inside. In fact, the screen is blocking my view. That's the reason why, Q. I just couldn't see behind it. there's the shot, and it falls in. Beautifully done. Perry again, moving himself up to 17 points. Top scorer alongside Sidibe, who will probably come back onto the court very soon.
A workman like 17 points for Perry. He's had to work very hard for every single one of those points.
It's really good work from Nasser, but on that occasion just a little bit short with his attempt to try and find the score. That's a good drive in, very strong from Ayad Mungwambe.
That's his strength. Out on the fast break, going downhill, he can finish.
Thompson, Omar Thompson picks it up. Safe is just inside. Lots of time. Drops one in, it comes off the metal, and Perry just marshals the ball. They'll get that back. I'm sure there'll be a timeout called by Julbe pretty soon, and I think it has been called because they want to just understand why that lead has dropped down to 14. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments' time.
Voice of America special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. I'm Sonny Young with Action Jackson Vunganyi, 83-69 in favor of Al Ahly. Jackson, Beira, they're not quite out of it yet. They're still hanging around.
It's what, almost 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We see a little energy on Beira's side. They've been putting up some buckets, but it's still, 83-69. I don't see them being able to come back from this deficit.
Two Beira players, let's give them a shout-out. Will Perry, he's probably their top player. He's got 17 points for Beira, as well as Sidibe. We've talked about him earlier. He played college basketball at the University of Syracuse. Also has 17 points. So they're... Maybe, they could be factors in these final 5 minutes, Jackson, but I think it's too much of a deficit to overcome.
Absolutely, and as we see, the play of the game is that game, that dunk by
Nooney!
Leon, who opened the BAL Nile Conference with that slam dunk. We talked about it being on the reels and the highlights, and it surely is. But we are back in Cairo. Let's go.
It'll give them some confidence again and just keep them involved in this one. And it's very important that they do try and get a score out of this possession.
And there's a foul immediately. going against Abel Nasser as he tries, as Young tries to sneak around down the towards the baseline.
Oh, he just loses his footing. He goes to ground hard, and that's going to leave a burn mark.
But these guys are made of steel anyway. Oh, that's a good steal. That's a very strong bit of play there to take the ball out of his hands from Ahmed Azaran. And a key moment as well. Thompson gets the ball back in his hands outside, calming things down.
Really, really strong work on the defensive end.
Omot. There they go. Chance. And they get possession back. There's little mistake there. And Zahran pays the price. It's not a travel call, is it? Q. We didn't see. Asha, what did you see? What's going on? What are you seeing?
I'll tell you what I can see in a couple of seconds.
There you go. Oh, Perry goes again. It's a long ball back, isn't it? Picked up by Young. He just can't. Oh, he gets the ball back. Good opportunity. That's work. That's hard graft, isn't it, in the paint from that man Young. And a good score.
But he makes him the fourth Ferroviario player to go into double digits. And you just continue to see the presence of Arabi in the paint. They have to consider their drives when he's back on the floor. And he gives them a real sense of fear. He's a legitimate paint protector. But Young did fantastically well to pick up that point.
Oh, those 2 points. 10 players out of the 13 have scored points for Al Ahly, just to understand exactly what they're capable of doing. And, you know, that's a fine feat in itself. All of the players who've come onto the court have scored.
They are a deep team.
Big score from Thompson. Thompson jumping Thompson. Masterful Thompson. Thompson in the air. Sticks it down for three.
And another make, and that's the ninth make from the perimeter for Al Ahly.
There was a good opportunity there for Makhtar Gay to try and drop in and respond with three for himself. It's a 15-point lead for Al Ahly. Finger on the pulse since pretty much the start of the first quarter. Just working it, you know, understanding the game. They've got the experience and they know their own backyard. It's working quite well for Auguste Djoulbé's team.
They've controlled the game, they've played at their pace and tempo, they've got the kind of looks that they want, and they've varied it. At times they've gone inside to Big Orabi, at times they've spread the ball on the perimeter and got scoring from just about everyone. As you mentioned, only three players yet to get their names on the score sheet if they find their way onto the floor.
Young's been active. He's coming to the fore. Can he score another important shot? Well, not on this occasion, because Orabi is guardian of the citadel. Thompson. Omot waits. Tries to shift those shoulders and churn and wriggle. And goes for his layup, but he can't find his range.
Yep. You got to credit the defense on that one. Really good work by Mungwambe.
Perry wriggling around, sneaking around, trying to find a way through. He draws the foul.
And this will suit Ferroviario de Beira. They get to stop the clock and they send a very good free throw shooter in Perry to the charity stripe. But there's a timeout call as Orabi picks up his fourth personal foul.
Yes, not really going to be too much of a concern, I think. But a 15-point advantage. There we go. Luis Hernandez, of course, calling the timeout. And we'll get the reaction after the words that are from the coach from Baylor. You know, they found moments where they actually reeled Al Ahly back in, but they just haven't managed to just seize that opportunity. The opportunities that you get, you know, you don't get many against a team with that caliber. And Al Ahly, you know, we know how strong they are. We know that they're a very solid unit with a great, great bench. They play intelligently and they've got lots of scoring options and they're solid in defence. So, you know, they've worked hard.
And they're playing on their home floor. And that's also a factor that always comes into it. And having having that performance and doing what they're doing, playing at their pace and their tempo, it's going to be very hard to try and pick up a win in their fortress with their home fans and playing the basketball that they play.
So to a certain extent, is it good? Is it a positive thing for Beira to come up and play the host and get rid of that game right from the very start? Because the benchmark is basically Al Ahly to a certain extent.
Absolutely. I think it sets the tone. It tells you where we are in terms of the tournament. But 17 points for Perry, and he's been workmanlike. A lot of it coming from the top of the elbow. He's made a couple of threes as it gets open. And he can play make with the best of them. He's shifty. And for his size, he does pack a punch, does Will Perry. And again, he proves he's right around his average with about 17 points. He averages about 15. And he can go up and above that depending on his usage and his choices on the day.
Misses the first. I think that, there's a lot that they can take from this. Will Perry will be first to say, guys, you know, we know now what to expect. We know what kind of games we're going to actually play. We've got to diversify. We've got to have options. We've got to work really hard. They've got to put in a little bit more work to actually sort of, you know, swing the ball around, find scoring opportunities, and create more chances. They're going to find it tough against the teams out here, but they've definitely got the chance to score like this man, Omar Orabi. Ridiculous scoring from underneath the basket.
We've seen that. A Thompson-Orabi combination of the pick and roll utilized almost all evening, and it's difficult to stop because of Orabi's size.
Gay with a long range shot from down the middle. Of course, Orabi defends well, defensive rebound, ball coming back out. There's a chance for Draman Kamara to get himself on court. Here is Thompson up against that man, Silio Cherome. Thompson, and travelling call going against Michael Thompson.
The pressure of Chirombe on that one. Thompson was forced to change his tempo, maybe got a little bit too relaxed. And here's another look at that Thompson-Orabi connection, and he is a monster in the paint.
Look at that, 15 points, 3 from 3 from the free throw, field goal 6 from 6. But what he does, he basically bosses the paint. You know, and he's smart because he gets in and he gets out, but he gets in there at the right time.
They know how to utilize him. They've played together, and that's why chemistry is so important.
You know, and get the passes to the big man, you know, as the ball just... does it touch Kamara? I think it might have got a touch, so it will be Beira who have possession. We've got a 16-point lead, 130. If Beira can finish off with a few scores, you know, just before the final buzzer, then they'll be pretty, you know, they'll be okay with that, I think.
Well, we know and we've seen, and so we can not preempt, but scoring is important. Got to keep the point deficit down because you never know what difference it'll make down the stretch.
Yeah, and Perry's gone off, and we've got Thomas Fijamo, the 26-year-old, has come on it for his first couple of minutes. There he is, unable to sink that shot there. Thompson picks the ball up. Malali's on the pitch as well with Chirombe. They know that they've got work. They've got work, but they've got time, and there's lots of basketball games to play. They come up against the City Oilers. They'll play the small team, Petro Lwanga, the small unit, Cape Town Tigers, and of course, Slack.
There are no days off in the Basketball Africa League. That's a lesson from the Sahara Conference, is that you can lose on any day against any team. You've just got to be at your best whenever you take to the floor.
Yeah, and the wow factor is most definitely present every time that we come to each of the conferences or before the finals, because we just never know what's around the corner.
And every day is a new day. Each game is a new game. And I know they are cliches, but they are so true when it comes to the games that we have before us in the Basketball Africa League.
I thought you were going to go into a song link here. That was beautiful. I'm just, I love it. Thompson. Here he is, Omot's the man. Omot, 17 points, runs into the thicket, and the foul has been committed. He'll go to the free throw line. Great work once again. Aggressive play going through the middle, and he's going to be the top scorer, logically, for this Al Ahly team here today. And if he scores more points, then he might finish as the top man. He's the top man in your screen there. Of course, I'm not talking about Coach Lopez. I'm talking about Will Perry with 18 points so far. might get overtaken here by Omot. Matches him with his 18th point.
Omot really set the tone in the first quarter. He's the primary offensive weapon. They have so many different ways that they can hurt you. Thompson is a great shooter and a playmaker. We saw Webster pick up 11 points as well.
Yep.
And Orabi there. And then you can just pick and choose their weapon set. It's like a Swiss Army knife as far as their offensive capability is concerned.
An Egyptian Army knife. Is that okay? Can I say that? There we go. Omot, 19 points, top scorer so far with, the last 40 seconds. Gay just goes around, gets the ball back out. There's a chance for Malale. Malale goes up for his three-pointer. Rebound. Well, of course, who's going to be there? Omar Orabi just uses those very long branches to just make sure that nothing falls down.
Well, he's also had just a fantastic evening. Was dominant in all phases of the game.
Oh, Omar goes up. Look at that. That is sensational. Brilliant strength from the player from South Sudan. He's been outstanding tonight for this opening game here on the Nile Conference.
He does it with both hands. He can finish with the left or the right, but he's just so strong through the contact. And there he is, finishing once again, making it look easy. And they say if you can make difficult things look easy, then you are really skilled.
Yeah, absolutely. Perrett, his mother moved to Minnesota when he was young, tried out American football, originally born in Nairobi. Played as a wide receiver, always good with his hands, of course, and then he had a growth spurt, and it was all about basketball. Concordia, Indian Hills, and Baylor in 2015 with a scholarship. And Summer League, of course, as we know. He played in the G League as well. Quality player indeed. He's the standout player as we see the last play of this opening encounter. Long range shot coming in from camera. Not, doesn't fall. And there it is. That's our first encounter completed. It's all about the home team tonight. Alali victorious. This man here victorious. He's done it. He's achieved his goal. And Augusti Djoulibi.
Voice of America special coverage of the Basketball Africa League. Final score from Cairo. Al Ali from Egypt, 92. CFV Berra, 74. And Jackson, this game was really never in doubt.
Absolutely not, Sonny. From the beginning, Al Ali showed who is boss. Okay, they came in firing on both ends. They dominated the floor. They were shooting quite well, defending. Vieira at some point brought it to about 8 points, but they were never really anywhere close to catching up to Al Ahly. And as we've seen, at some point they were leading by about 20. Al Ahly is a great basketball team, Sonny.
I think they showed that
making a basketball playoffs.
Yeah, I think they look ready to make it to Kigali, make that trip. Another shout out for our friend Nuni Omot from South Sudan. I believe he was the game's high scorer with 21 points, 17 of them at the half. So kind of a quiet second half, but he played very well overall, Jackson.
And Nunwa Omot, a.k.a. Nuni, the MVP of this opening match of the Basketball Africa League in Cairo.
And here's our friend Nuni now. Let's hear what he has to say.
Al, on your debut.
Appreciate it, yeah. My teammates did a great job of getting me the ball. You know, we came out here and attacked. We continue to, you know, go with what our coach put out for the scouting report, and obviously we capitalized. It was an ugly win, but you know, I'm happy we got the W.
First game, and it is a W indeed. The fans came out in big numbers. How important was it for you to get the ton rolling here in Cairo?
It was great. Honestly, the fans were great. Obviously, we got an advantage since we're playing in Egypt. It's an Egyptian team, so we had a lot of momentum on our back with the fans. So it was good.
Egypt has been very special for you as a player. You qualified and with South Sudan to the FIBA Basketball World Cup this summer. What was it like for you coming back to play in Cairo and not really Alexandria, where you played with the national team?
It was good, honestly. Cairo is obviously a big city. Never been out here. I was in Alexandria, but just to be able to have fans in the gym is great.
Thank you so much, Nuni. All the best going forward. All right, back to you, Robbie.
Player of the game, Nuni Omot from Al Ahly. Making their BAL debut tomorrow on Thursday will be the City Oilers from Uganda.
Uganda City Oilers will be making their Basketball Africa League debut in Cairo. In an interview with Magume Davis Raka Winge in Kampala, City Oilers general manager Grace Maguli Kwizera talked about the team's domestic success, which includes 8 local championships in a row.
We are 8-8 champions because of our organization, because of our attention to detail, because we strive for excellence, like the group of companies that we come from, which is the Mandela Group.
Yeah, and talking about the domestic championships, in one of your recent games, you edged your nearest rivals, Namungo Blazers, 57 by 51 points. How much of a test was this now that you are preparing yourself for the ball?
We don't think it was a test because they aren't the best team that we have played this season. They were depleted at the time that we played them, but they have the belief. We played one half, in my opinion. At the halftime, we were up 20, and we were complacent defensively, and that's we noted down to playing bad basketball more than them being a good team at the time.
It looks like the rivalry between your teams, the Namungo Blazers and the City Oilers, doesn't end only from the courts. Also, you think, whatever, you don't talk good of them, probably you underrate them, or you think this time they weren't as good as they are supposed to, they usually are?
No, not at all. They'll probably be, if they get all the players that they are looking at getting, they'll probably be the ones who we end up meeting in the final. It's not about underrating them at all. If anything, we admire them. We admire their communication unit. We admire their merchandising. We admire the funds that they have managed to rally. We admire the amount of the home that they have gotten, which is in Namungo, which we haven't yet gotten. And so it's not that. It's just that in this game, they were the underdogs and we played a poor game.
All right. Let's go back to Baal. In the Nile Conference that you are competing in, you are pitted against some of Africa's best clubs, like Al Ahly of Egypt, Club Flavio of Mozambique, Atletico Petroleos of Angola. Would you say you are up the task as City Oilers, who are newcomers?
Absolutely. In the group that we're in, we have you talked about teams from Angola, from Egypt, from South Africa, from Guinea, and from Guinea and Mozambique. Now, as a country, Uganda is ranked as high up or just below Angola and Egypt, and the others are below us in FIBA ranking. So it's not an accident that we're here, because the players who play for City Oil also play for the Silverbacks. And so
the Silverbacks, the national team of Uganda?
Yes, the men's national team of Uganda is called the Silverbacks. And so we believe that we have enough to finish among the top 4.
And what is your strength? Would you say it's in defense? You'd say it's in, you have guys who can are able to score the 3 points in attack. What's your strength, you'd say?
Our strength is in our guards as a country and as a club, and we can go up against the best. If you look at the FIBA rankings on who are the highest scorers in Africa, our guards are always ranked up there, and therefore we expect to use those to take us to Kigali.
Let's go back to the qualifying to this round as well. How important was it for you when you guys qualified?
Oh, very important. You have to remember that we had a painful loss for the inaugural year for Baal. We were favourites to come out of the qualification round, and we lost 2 back-to-back games and had 4 players injured in that tournament. It never happens. And that misfortune caused us to miss out on the spot. So this was our first time, our second time of asking to make it to Baal, and we're happy to be here.
There's one thing qualifying, there's another thing also to maintain qualifying. Would you say even next time you're going to be able to qualify this round?
Absolutely. For the foreseeable future, the club that's going to represent Uganda is going to be City Oil.
You're so sure?
Absolutely.
Regarding this ball, how important is it for City Oilers for the players themselves and for the country as well?
We're playing, like you said, we're playing the top 12 teams in Africa. And those top 12 teams are teams that are comprised of the national team players of those countries. Therefore, playing against them repeatedly makes you better as a player and therefore better as a team. And that's the team, a private team like City Oilers and a national team like the Silverbacks.
What is the mood currently in the training camp?
Oh, we're excited. We want to go. We've been raving to go. We have only just gotten a pass from BAL for us to travel, and so we intend to leave tomorrow and get ready. Mm.
No injury concerns. Everyone's charged for the game.
Yes, thankfully we have no injury concerns. Everybody is fit and ready to play.
After BAL, you'll be coming back to compete local as well. So basically, you don't have enough time to prepare. You must be having a great squad depth if you are to compete in both competitions.
When we go to BAL, we have a reserve of at least 7 players who are also ready to play as soon as we come back to Uganda for the local league. And so we feel we prepared, anticipating that we have this the run in BAL, and we intend to run and deep into the tournament, and we have the equipment for it.
Of course, qualifying to this round is also good, but also going for the final round in Kigali is actually better. Talk to us, how important it is for you people to eventually qualify and be the final round.
Our target is to make the final four. That's our intention. So that means coming out of our group, coming to Kigali, and winning enough games to finish in the final four.
And would you say you're optimistic that you qualify to the next round? And why not?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, in the group that we're in, we are ranked high enough and have the skill. We have the players who have the skill to come out of that group, if not win it.
The listeners, some of your fans will be watching your team, City Oilers, perform. Your message to them?
Our message is, as a club, we constantly try to do our very best to be fair, to be smart, to excel, to bring out the best of all our players, so that we can make ourselves proud, we can make our teammates proud, we can make our club proud, we can make the owners of the club, which is the Mandola Group of Companies, proud, and to make our country proud. And so as we go, we would like, we are carrying the Uganda's flag, and our intention is to win it for Uganda and look forward to the support from Ugandans in Uganda and overseas.
So basically, when you're talking to these players, are they aware themselves that they are just not playing only for City Oilers or for themselves, they're also representing Ugandan flag?
Absolutely, 100%. As you know, very many of them play for the Silverbacks. They know that they are playing for their country, but it's also something that they have been told from when we started qualification in the round of 16 and the round of 32 before then.
For the players themselves, this is one of the Africa's biggest stage. For them playing in BAL, how important is it for them? And do you think it also motivates them to play even much harder because there are some other probably scouts that will be watching?
For sure. Firstly, when they are the place that every player's dream is to play for their country. That's the ceiling of excellence. And these boys are going to be playing in such an atmosphere. They're also going to be playing the 12 best teams in Africa, which is also what an athlete wants, to compete against the very best. In addition to that, we have players who are young enough to be going to schools, to colleges after they finish here, and these colleges will be taking a look at them at BAL. We have players who are in the age bracket to go professional outside of Uganda and Africa, and those are also being watched when we're playing in BAL. The motivation for all of them is there.
That's Grace Maguli-Quizera, general manager of Uganda's City Oilers Basketball Club.
And he spoke with Magume Davis Raka Winge in Kampala. Now we'll hear from some fans of the City Oilers.
My name is Angela, a big, big fan of City Oilers. And I love Tony, Jimmy, Koma, basically the whole team. I love the whole team.
My favorite player, actually, I have many, but one in specific, Iron Man, Oxy Okello James, of course.
My favorite player, I am saying this because of where he took us when we were in the qualifiers in South Africa, Philando Jones.
My favorite coach is definitely our real coach, Mande Juruni, who's taken us miles and we're still going miles.
I expect nothing but to qualify. My boys have worked so hard to be in this position, so I'm very sure they also expect to qualify to go to Kigali come May after Cairo.
I can say all players are really good because every player is good in his or her his position and the caliber they play, the games they play.
And obviously, we all want to win the belt title and bring it back home.
I believe so. We are going to make it come May in Kigali.
We expect nothing less. We expect them to, you know, bring it back home so that we all celebrate together. And we are wishing them the best to qualify. And we know that they can do it because they are an amazing team and they have great teamwork.
It's not only the talent, but also the discipline of the team and the communication of the players, whether new or old, the discipline of the players that pushing us to ball. So we are focused, we are determined to take the championship.
Let's go, Oilers, let's go! Let's go, Oilers, let's go!
Let's go, Oilers, and good luck in your Basketball Africa League debut.
And let's go back over to Action Jackson Vugani.
Yes, Sonny, we are back as we are closing out today's match. El Ahly and Fevario de Biera just played. El Ahly dominating all throughout and winning 92-74. Sonny, this was a great match, a great energy opening the Nile Conference of the Basketball Africa League's third season, and we brought you coverage here on the Voice of America. We will be back tomorrow. The City Oilers, another debut, making their debut at the Basketball Africa League. City Oilers will play against Petro de Luanda. We also have Slack versus Cape Town Tigers. Those are two great matches we are hoping to bring you. We will bring you live for sure, so be sure to tune in. I've been Jackson Vunganyi here at the Voice of America together with
Sonny Young,
and we'll catch you again right here. Goodbye, everyone.
money.
Oh boy, you don't they do too much. Smart talk, you don't they do good talk, fam.
And the bad
ass. They see where they find the pity. I'm on they give me itty bitty.
Just call me.
You want no titty bitty, you go no titty bitty when you see titty bitty. You where they find the pity. Tell them don't say we like to party.
Just call me.
You don't know that you busy when you see that you busy. I could not tell them to call me. Why them come they para, 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 para for me? Why everybody come they para? I get serious. Before the whole matter get dangerous. You need to make sure you don't say too much. Cause if you say too much, I'll be too grown up on. You see, say, I get fans with a paracom. You see, say, my own cheap party, you are gone. Man, nigga, I said trends, no Twitter, sir. I get men, I know they got a voice. I delete my life. Man, they turn them to shoot on sight. Where you say, I'm in the keep them life. Them go tell me who they keep them mind. Keep them mind, keep my life. Man, they turn them to shoot on sight. Where we say, I'm in the keep them life. Them go tell me who they keep them mind. Keep them mind.
For you, my charge. You want the phone?
Yes.
No case. I no go talk. Cafe for you, my charge.
For you, my charge.
Take me everywhere you want to go. Tell me everything I want to know. No lie. No lie. Yeah. Run am anyhow you want to run. Check out, baby girl, you fire fast. No doubt. But you say, kilo come, I'm getting money, biggie money. So what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey, get tipsy, but all the bar risky. Kilo come, I'm getting money, biggie money. So what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey, get tipsy, but all the bar risky.
Risky, yes, your body risky. Risky, me no go.
Yeah, been a very long time. Yeah, we still have a see your wine. Body curve up your clean, I'm cute, tell your nipple, then blow my mind. Me we give your money anywhere, anytime. Jiggle up your body, make me see your waist line. Yeah. Know you need me and your body whiskey, a high grade than whiskey tonight. Y'all know you love, guess why? Just up in and right your style. Me we give you the world, baby. Me say you are my bonfire. Y'all love your style. Ready to give you the ring, girl, child. Mama bad, darling. Mama bonfire. But you say, kilo come, I'm getting money, biggie money. So what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey,
get tipsy, but not the barista. Kilo come, I'm getting money, biggie money. So what's the fun? Who be risky? Body whiskey, get tipsy, but not the barista.
Whiskey, yes, you're my whiskey. Whiskey, you know I'm good.
Yeah, I see Adiza, she calls disaster. Her body mad, in fact, go Madagascar. Ask ya, call the pastor, make it come pray and fast, find a caster. Cause if I talk to one, she talk to ten. Many things about the girl I know be dead. No lie, no lie. Take me everywhere you want to go. Tell me everything I want to know. No lie. No lie. Yeah. Run em anyhow you want to run. Shake up, baby girl, you fire pass it gun. No doubt. No doubt. But you say, kilo come, I'm getting mud, biggie mud. So what's the fun? Booby risky, body whiskey, yeah. Get tipsy, but touch it by risky. Kilo come, I'm getting mud, biggie mud. So what's the fun? Booby risky. Body whiskey, get tipsy, but talk it by risky.
Whiskey, yes, your body whiskey.
We don't go 50-50.
Whiskey, yes, your body
whiskey.
Whiskey,
yes, your body
whiskey.
We don't go 50-50.
Whiskey, yes, your body whiskey. Whiskey, yes, your body
whiskey.
Sparrow
Beats. Biggy bang bang.
Happy, you're the one I want, though. Before my liver start to fail, you're the one I need, oh. Before cassava start to fail, and if I ever leave, oh, make what I carry me, they go far away, far away. So I am looking for a sister. Jumma, my love. Assurance, yeah. Assurance, oh no. Assurance, yeah. I
my baby, lifetime insurance.
Yeah. So I am looking for the baby, 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 come and my lover.
Want $1 million. Say make a wire, wire. Tell me to wanna cover my girl. He say all our friends are friends. Leave me la vida loca. And if I'm your me, my lover, oh, yeah, you for there for me. You for there. Another man picking on my race. I love you, no mean say. If you say, make a put one up for fire. Fire, fire, burn. I go put one for fire. You no mean say. If you say, make a put one leg for fire. Fire, fire, burn. I go put leg for fire.
Yeah, give me love, make a love. There's no other one above.
Shukura kilo kosio, shukusheka.